have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour today. You can get involved. There are a couple lines open if someone want to get it before someone else take it. You can call 888-77-5-3-77-3-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, the biblical question, and it's a doozy, it's a good one. Why do you call yourself a sinner? Why do you call yourself a sinner? Amazing question. Amazing responses to it, too. I appreciate it. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are all, some of you are like busy, it all depends on what state, country, wherever you may live. The time zones are different around the world. And we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and they mama if you're white, and their mama if you're like busy working out, taking fentanyl, selling fentanyl, spending a week up in San Francisco celebrating Weed Week, whatever you might be doing. You could be listening to the show, or you kind of wiped out from doing drugs on the street, and you lean over like this because you're too high to move. You're just so high, you can't move. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing. It is also amazing that it is Wednesday already. And in the third hour, we have Manhood Hour every Wednesday. So there was a, yesterday, some of you may have heard this story about the judge. On Tuesday, the judge sentenced a father and a mother for the shooting that their son were accused of doing at a high school. And I want to talk about that, but I want my experts to come in and comment on it. I want to hear what they think about it. It's a very interesting story. And so I want to hear what the... You hit the fan, Joe. Oh, but it's fine. Okay. Black people are a mess. He ran over the fan. But I want to hear what the experts have to say about this. It's a very, very interesting story. It got my attention. And because it got my attention, I wanted to bring the experts in, at least three of them, who are also hosts on the JLP network. I'm waiting on one of them. What? Nick took your headphone. I don't know why.
You got the headphones?
Amazing. Testing some stuff. So they're coming in, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. They're getting ready. They're here now. Have you guys noticed that?
I already knew. I should have known when I took off my jacket. I was like, "Dave, this is going to be a topic."
Hey, you guys noticed that Joelle have on the shirt that goes with Hassan's pants?
That's what I heard.
Hassan had on these star stutter pants.
Right.
With little stars sparkly all over. And I guess Joelle borrowed the shirt this morning.
It's the Sparkle Blast.
Isn't that funny? What happened to your Sparkle shirt?
I still have it.
You do?
Yeah, but that's the real Sparkle Blast.
He's traumatized from it.
I have it.
We all got to come in here like a band. Yeah.
What a mess. So anyway, my experts are here, and I want to hear what they have to say about this story, too. They are also hosts of the JLP Network. And so I guess I'll start here first. This is Hake, and Hake is the host of the Hake Report Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. TheHakeReport.com. And he's also an expert. What an expert here on the Destiny Lee Peterson Show. And next to Hake is Joelle Friday TV. He black. Joelle Friday TV. He black. And Joelle Friday TV is Monday to Thursday for now at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And he's also one of the experts on the JLP show. Is Hassan going to be showing in there? You need to get out of the way.
He might have to switch with Nick.
Switch with Nick.
It's a switch thing?
Yeah, because this is going to go on the JLP network.
Ooh. Not welcome.
Nice. Hassan not welcome.
<It's too real.
laughs> With his Spock and pants.
We're getting the clip. I got you.
Very yeah, nice. It's a clip. We're going to clip it together. And so this is the Anchor Baby,
hey,
the host of the American Anchor Baby, Monday through Thursdays at 12 p.m. Pacific time, and then on Fridays at 4 p.m., and also one of the experts on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Yeah, so I want to talk about this historical trial. They're calling it a historical trial because, as far as I know, it's the first time that parents have been punished for what the kids have done, at least sent to prison. So this is from Fox. A judge on Tuesday sentenced James and Jennifer Crumley, parents of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumley, to a term of 10 to 15 years in prison each. 10 to 15 years in prison each. The first parent of a school shooter in the U.S. history to be tried for their child's crime. Watch this first from MSNBC.
A judge has sentenced both parents of the 2021 Oxford High School shooter to 10 to 15 years in prison. James and Jennifer Crumley, both separately addressing the judge today. The judge today making it clear their, quote, convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train.
Sentencing them to 10 to 15 years behind bars. When it's all said and done, when you count in the formulas there, you'll see them behind bars for a period of about 7 to 8 years, because in the state of Michigan, you usually serve about two-thirds of that sentence, and they'll be getting credit for time served. And the judge explaining that this is not about bad parenting, that she kind of dismissed the arguments that you heard from James and Jennifer Crumbly as they spoke and as they addressed the court and those families in that courtroom. And the judge said the sentence is not about bad parenting. Instead, she said it's about related acts that could have halted a runaway train. She later said it's about repeatedly ignoring things that made a reasonable person feel the hair on the back of their neck stand up.
And according to Fox and Post-Millennial, prosecutors have suggested the Crumbly could have stopped the shooting before it happened when they arrived to meet with school counselors after Ethan was caught scrawling disturbing notes in class. He had written messages such as blood everywhere and the thoughts won't stop. Help me. Blood everywhere and the thoughts won't stop. Help me. Amazing. And then according to Fox, Judge Cheryl Matthew said, I prayed about this. Ain't she white? White people don't say I prayed about it, do they?
Is she white?
White, Judge?
I don't know.
I thought she was white.
It's a woman anyway.
She's white, yeah. She said, I prayed about it. You know you're in trouble. Whenever somebody says, I'm going to pray on it, uh-oh. And so she said, I prayed about it, according to this story. I prayed about this case. I thought about this case, and I've considered the possibility for rehabilitation. The need to protect society. Watch this from CBS.
Each of the defendants' gross negligence has caused unimaginable suffering to hundreds of others as a result of what happened that day. Each act or inaction created a ripple effect. Therefore, an out-of-guidelines sentence is appropriate and proportional. I believe that the following sentences would be in the best interest of justice and are reasonable and proportionate to the seriousness of the matter and the circumstances surrounding each defendant.
Amazing. And last but not least, this is from CNN. That's funny. That white woman's like, she prayed about it. Is she black? She must think she's black. White people don't say, I prayed about it. Let me pray on it. Pray on it. But anyway, according to CNN, this is from CNN, what the families of the Oxford school shooting victim said at the sentences. Watch this from MSNBC.
Haunting the parents and loved ones in that courtroom today.
While your son was hearing voices and asking for help, I was helping Madison pick out her senior classes. While you were purchasing a gun for your son and leaving it unlocked, I was helping her finish her college essays. When you texted, Ethan, don't do it, I was texting Madison, I love you, please call Mom.
It's fair to say that I live every day with pain, anger, heartache, regret, anxiety, stress, you name it. They are all there, wreaking havoc in my once normal life.
Hannah's murder has destroyed a large portion of my very soul. Every day is a battle.
The fact is, no matter what you try to make yourself believe, Jennifer, you did fail as a parent, both of you. To love and to be loved, that is the human experience. It was up to you guys to show your son that. Instead of getting quality time and compassion, you gift your son a gun you knew caused extraordinary damage. There's a reason your kid didn't use the other two firearms or the .22 ammunition you owned. I believe your actions cannot even be confined into the word failure. Your mistakes created our everlasting nightmare.
Why is she speaking fast like that?
It might have been sped up.
Oh.
I'm guessing that it was sped up because she was wordy.
Oh.
But I don't know.
She was bored?
Wordy.
Oh, I thought maybe she had taken a helium.
Helium?
So that's testimony of the victim's parents during the sentences. Hey, you say, was it fair that the parents were punished or unfair? was the parents responsible? Excuse me. Was the parents responsible for what the kid did? Should the parents have gone to prison?
No, it's not fair that they did this to the parents. because this is all about going after the guns. They're saying, oh, you have to do this with your guns in your own home. You know what I mean? It wasn't locked. Your guns weren't locked. Stuff like that. They said it wasn't about bad parenting. Had it been about bad parenting, then I might have been more open to it. So, no, they shouldn't be going to prison for this.
They should not.
They should not go to prison for that stuff. And it's not fitting that these people are putting all these emotional comments in the courtroom, much less the judge put in these statements in the courtroom. A female judge.
Well, she prayed on it.
Lots of people pray and then come up with the wrong decisions.
Who are you praying to?
were they the court wrong for sending these parents to prison for 10 to 15 years for what the son did? And are they responsible for what the son did? And blah, blah, blah.
I think that they are responsible. I agree with James, though, that any attack, I mean, there is a attack on the gun that I didn't really see as clear before, the attack on the gun, until we talked about it and you guys mentioned it and James mentioned it. And that part is just off, the attack on the gun part. I think there's a article that says they never even mentioned, or they were mad that they didn't lock up the gun before he went to school or something. And that is irrelevant, because I think that's not even the issue. But what, according to these clips, what they're saying is that the reason why they're tried and they're going to jail is because of the lack of action they took in different areas, not just with the gun, but with just the fact that they failed to see certain signs. So because of that, I agree that the parents should be locked up. But to go even further, I think that the teachers should also be locked up as well, because the teachers that were involved in this, they saw the signs, they saw different things that led up to see that this guy is not stable, something's wrong with his mind. And then even though they knew that and the parents came, they still didn't send the child home. They let him go back to class, even though he had this drawing of the blood and the death and all these things. They sent him back to class. And when they sent him back to class, that's when he did the shooting. So they ignored all the... He basically said, I have a demon. The voice is telling me to do it. I'm possessed, without saying it, right? But they just sent him back to class. So I think that he should go to... The parents and the teacher go to jail. Lock him up.
So you think that when the parent went to the school, and I guess according to the report, I may not be clear on it, but it sounded like they found they saw the little scribble that he had made on the paper about the gun and all that, and he was crying out for help. That at that point, the parent should have known he was about to shoot.
No, I say for one, the first sign was, and I'll make it quick. The first sign was that he was texting about he was looking online about the bullets and stuff like that, which is not a big deal. But when the second part came in, when they draw the guns up, when he draw the bullets and saying that thoughts won't stop and you do the pictures, then you go back to the first red flag that he was looking up the guns. And then, then you're like, oh, okay, this is kind of crazy. But then the school said, if you don't put him in therapy within 48 hours, they demanded them to put him in therapy for 48 hours. They said, you should put him in therapy. Something going on with his brain. You need to do it. They refused that. So the parents refused them to get him help. But then on top of that, that same day, after they refused the help, they said, go on and send him back to school. And when they sent him back to school is when he did the shooting. So they could have took him home. They could have put him in therapy, but they ignored that, the parents and the teacher.
According to Wikipedia, Ethan was 15 years old at the time of the shooting.
Which is even worse. He got demons because the parents ain't raised him right. So...
But Nick, what's therapy going to do?
Well, I mean...
Is he just confined? Is he like in an asylum?
Well,
is that type of therapy, or just therapy like with somebody talking to him?
Somebody probably talking to him, but that could be better. I mean, we don't know because today therapy is just
people who get therapy time, commit suicide and all kinds of crazy
but I mean,
stuff.
It could have been what's the worst that can happen? You can't lose by going to talking to somebody about these thoughts. Maybe he come across a decent therapist or whatever, but instead he just continued to believe these thoughts. Is my
let's say
my
they
point.
Sent him to therapy and then he does it anyways. Do they still go to jail?
Which one?
Yeah, what are they supposed to do?
Let's say his parents send them to therapy and he still commits a shooting. Do the parents still go to jail?
The parents don't go to jail if the parents are going to jail according to them because they ignored these signs.
Right.
If they didn't ignore these signs, then he probably wouldn't have did the killing. They wouldn't have to go to jail. But I still
the parents
think,
are going to jail for giving him a gun.
No. That's not what they're saying. They're saying that he's going to jail for giving him a gun, but also because they neglected the signs.
Oh yeah.
So next, should the pair have the host of the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon Pacific time? Should they have gone to jail, the parents? No. Are they to blame for what the son did?
No. This whole case from the top is hate, blame, and victimhood. You know,
make
when
sure
you look in the details.
Book.
Let me take this headphone off.
That's a perfect plug to
delay.
Promote the book.
I don't know what you said. I had these headphones on with a delay. My bad.
Check out
Rage for Rage.
Oh, yeah. Check out Rage.
No, not Rage, but
Antidote.
Antidote. Yeah. Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. And I will sign it. Amazing book.
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores.
Right. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. Go ahead, Nick.
The details are so amazing. When you look at, for example, just the mother, and you look at her case when she was being when she went to court for all this, their defense was to blame the father. Their defense was it was his fault. He was trying to give him a gun. They were trying to play with the gun. Da da da. And so it was all blamed.
Oh, the mother
there.
Was blaming the father first?
Yeah. She took no responsibility. She said,
"Where'd you get that from?"
This is from my reporting back in February, and I got this from CNN.com.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And what was I saying? It was so much. It's all blame. What I'm trying to express here is that there's no one involved here, the judge, the parents, those crying parents you saw that actually really care about the issue and want to fix it. What I mean is, like, for example, she's blaming the husband in her thing, not learning, not repetitive. She's like, I would have done the exact same thing, she says. Look, they don't care about mental health. They say this is all the gun thing. It's only the gun thing. Trying to placate the pain of others, like trying to make people feel better. It's about revenge, if you really think about it, not justice. So that's how I see it.
Yeah, because that guy's like, oh, I have anxiety. The father, one of the fathers of the dead people, they're talking about, oh, I'm never going to get over this. And the stuff that goes on behind closed doors with anybody would make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Because
everybody don't have hair
they're gonna
on the
red,
back of
neck. They're going to red flag law everybody.
He pointed at the hair on the back of his neck.
I like the tough stance of, like, you know what, parents, you are responsible. That Joel is taking on, but this case has nothing to do with that.
They're gonna start misjudging everybody,
but
and
if we go with
taking
Joel,
their guns away and putting them in mandatory insane asylums just for being conservative.
If we go
and say
with
you're
what
crazy,
you guys are saying, then so many more parents need to go to jail. Like I just saw some white kids getting beat up at some high school, and I'm like, okay, those parents got to go to jail too, right?
right. I agree though, but. You're right. I do agree that there's also an attack on the guns. And even if it's not, like, presented in such a way that the gun was the only reason, I do think that there's, like, a underlying idea to get rid of the guns, for sure. But in this case, it so happened that it makes sense that they're getting tried, in my opinion, because of the signs that they refused to see.
How did that? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and that because he's 15 and he has these thoughts because, like you always speak on, he's turned away from the father and he has anger in his heart for the lack of forgiveness of the mother and the father. So they're responsible.
15 is not young, though.
I know.
I knew I knew what I was doing at 15.
I made like 3 babies by the time I was 15.
Right.
I was playing. I had not made 3 babies.
That's
where
a man.
Where does it start? It starts in the home, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's. But that's not what this is about. This is not anything about.
But it is about that because it's.
No, there's a right and wrong way to deal with what's going on in the home. And this is the wrong way to do it.
Well, if we're talking about the law and the court system,
right.
Yeah, that should be fixed. But it still makes sense that these parents are going to jail for.
Is drawing a picture a crime? Is drawing disturbing, scrawled, disturbing pictures, that.
No, it's not a crime, but you should, as your parents, be, even the teachers, be, like, keeping the society safe by not allowing him to be at the school. That doesn't mean he's basically saying, I'm going to kill people without saying I'm going to kill people, and then you let him go back to school.
But he didn't say that.
Lots of shouldas is what you're saying.
Right, but he.
Yeah, lots of shouldas. Everybody, jail?
Parents know he has a gun. The
if looking the fraud knew he had a glass. He should have jumped.
So you think that it was perfectly justifiable that they sent him back to class?
What?
You think that it's good that they sent him back to class even though he had this drawing?
I don't know. I want to ask, though, how does that happen to Ethan by putting his parents in jail?
It helps Ethan's parents like Ethan's parents to double think, like, maybe I should be more involved in the child's life. Maybe I should prevent certain things.
If these parents had been black and the boy were black, would the parents have gone to jail?
But see, you guys are looking at the law part.
I kind of think that it is doubt. I doubt it.
Regardless,
because they would have cried racism and all that stuff. They said, "Oh, this is just racism. Look at all these white parents whose kids do mass shootings." What do you expect them to do?
Would the parents have gone to jail if they had been black?
Probably not.
Why not?
Well, we don't know, right? So I can't even say probably not. You never know until the situation happens. But I think that obviously we know that there's an agenda against everything. Everybody got an agenda. Everybody trying to set up everybody. And it's all based off of feelings. That is for
Spell
sure.
Spell agenda.
A-G-E-N-D-A.
He black.
Explosion. I wish I had explosion.
Nick, would the parents have gone to jail had to be black?
Heck no.
And why you say no?
Because, look, there's plenty of black parents right now raising children who are killing, who are angry. They're killing the souls. That's happening in many families. We're talking about the blacks. And there's a really good example of it. They're destroying the souls of these kids, and they're going out. They're even doing physical violence, and there's no one saying, reform the parents, put them in jail, and they know, and they won't.
I agree with that, but how come nobody's acknowledging in this moment that these parents were out of line? How come not one of you guys have acknowledged that these parents were out of line?
I said it was about bad parenting.
No idea right now, but the only...
You would have sent them to jail for drawing.
The court said it wasn't about bad parenting.
Right, he prayed on it.
She said it wasn't about bad parenting.
Right,
I said it should have been.
When she said she prayed on it, I like this one going to prison. Whenever the judge is praying on it, it's over.
but I'll get confused then. So you guys do agree that the parents should be going to jail?
No.
For the fact that they missed the signs on this kid and they're responsible for these other kids being shot? Do you guys, I have a better question. Do you guys think that the parents are responsible, along with the child, for these other children being shot, for them not preventing this from happening, from watching the signs or buying the gun or any of that?
All that stuff, it's too late.
I know, but do you think that this could have been prevented?
What I'm saying is all that stuff is too late because those things, when you get to that point, he's already a murderer at heart.
But that's not the question. The question is, are the parents guilty for not seeing the signs, and are they fault for missing the signs and also be responsible just for the kid killing those other kids?
No. Definitely not.
Who are you saying that?
They're guilty for the anger. They're guilty for that.
Yeah.
But they did not shoot those kids. They did not commit the shooting.
Let me take a quick break, and then we'll wind this down. Okay. Be done with this when we come back for now. Quick break, 888-77-JESSE. We'll take a call on this too, back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Okay, welcome back. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson, 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. My experts here were commenting on this case where the parents were punished, sentenced yesterday to prison for 10 to 15 years for what their son was accused of doing, killing some kids at Oxford High School, a guy by the name of Ethan Cromley. And so I wanted to know from my expert, was it fair that, was it fair that the parents were punished by sending them to prison? And so far, I know one of my experts saying yes, Joy, I believe yes, it was fair. James, you don't think it was fair?
No, definitely not.
And the anchor baby, Nick, you don't think it was fair, right?
No.
It was fair. And oddly and strangely, I said no, it wasn't fair. The parents should not have gone to prison. And because this boy was said that he was demonized. He didn't say demon, but he heard voices in his head. I'm sure.
Stop the thoughts.
Yeah, and everybody and their mama hear voices in their head nowadays. Mm-hmm. But the boy was 15 years old, and how would the parents know what the boy's going to do, right? And as far as buying him a gun, it's natural that when boys turn 15, 16, 17 years old, that the parents teach them how to be hunters, how to have a gun and stuff like that. And you can't be responsible for what they do. I got my first gun when I was 15. Had I gone and killed somebody, it would have been my parents' fault. They didn't know. Even if I said, you know what, I'm going hunting today. I hear some I hear some demons in my head, but I'm going hunting.
But they
still wouldn't know that I'm going to go and kill somebody.
They're spiritually responsible for how you for the anger and all that stuff in you.
Right.
But they're not physically responsible for the physical things you do.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying.
And I'll be like, you know what? When I heard that the boy had, I'm like,
no matter what signs there are.
It ain't my fault that.
But that's so crazy.
All you can do is throw him in jail for signs.
After this.
All you can do is throw him in jail for signs because he's going to kill somebody.
Answer this.
Everybody crazy that, like that nowadays.
Right, yep. But you know everybody has these thoughts or whatever the case is. But
right.
If somebody come into bond and
they ain't going to happen.
Okay, and they
cancel those words.
I rebuke them.
Okay, but see, somebody, like you're rebuking them already, which is making my point before I even get the words out. So you're basically saying, you're making my point, is that if somebody comes into bond with a sign that says, I have voices in my thoughts and I want to shoot blood everywhere. Do you think that the security guard at Bond is going to be like, hold on, they're going to watch, or they're going to be like, let them stay? You're going to handle it.
It sounds like you're blaming
it.
Let's
school.
Say the security guard
So you're blaming the school? Is that what is happening?
Let's say the security guard lets him stay, and he saw the sign, but it was like, no big deal, and that person commits a crime. Is that security guard now going to jail? Because he saw the sign, the guy had the sign, and he committed a crime, and he did nothing about the sign he saw. Should that security guard now go to jail? Is he responsible?
Somebody,
good point. Yeah. Maybe
no, no, that's a question.
That was a question.
No, it was a good point. Well, I'm answering it right now. Good point. Maybe the security guard shouldn't be going to jail for making a mistake, right? But he should be fired. There should be a consequence. I agree there should be a consequence. But I did say the parents should go to the – I mean the teachers should go to jail too. I had to rethink that. But the but the parents –
when somebody walks in my building with a sign, somebody, I got voices, and I ain't going to call their parents about it.
I know, but this is the thing is that
and their parents are not to blame for that.
Okay, but if your parent – you're saying that – the kid is saying he has thoughts and demons in his mind, and he's drawing pictures of them shooting. And then the parents, you would let your child just go back to school after you just saw that? Like, that's so uncrazy.
What now?
The child just drew a picture.
But you drew the picture at school.
At school.
According to the report.
Right. And then they called the parents, and the parents came to school, and the teachers were like, look what he drew, right? And, you know your child, and you know whatever, right? But look at the... Look at what he drew. He drew.
I would be like, "Oh, my son is an amazing artist. I didn't know he could grow like that."
Right, but now you're being silly.
Am I saying?
But the point is that at that point, do you send him back?
I didn't know.
But do you send him back to class, or do you say
I'd be like, "Take an art class"?
Well, now you're not being serious.
What I think is going on is like
now
there's
you're avoiding the whole thing.
There's this worldly version of holding people responsible, and then there's like this. The right version of holding people responsible.
Wait, say it and again. So
there's like a worldly, intellectual, holding people quote-unquote responsible, and then there's the right way to hold people responsible. And they're doing it in the worldly way. And some of the people who are Christians are falling for this stuff.
Fair enough. So do you think, so let's, if it's possible, if we were able to allow them to do a proper trial the proper way, would you go with it and say, they should do the proper trial the proper way, and they should go to jail for the proper things. Would you do it?
I don't know if they should go to jail at all.
Why?
You should go to jail for that shirt.
I really don't think they should go to jail at all. They should, because they're suffering already because they know their son's a murderer.
Let me ask all you guys. Let me ask you this question. And I need you guys to answer because you guys wanted me to answer. I need sure you guys to answer.
Stop fucking your eyes.
If a child draws.
That's how you have to start.
Look.
If a child has a photo of a young man,
15 years old.
All of a sudden, you guys want to use young man now. All of a sudden,
we're changing it on him.
He's under 18. Okay.
If 12 is a man.
He's not, and he's not responsible for his own life. He's under the responsibility of his parents. If he has a picture drawing him killing people and seeing blood everywhere, and he's saying that he has thoughts in his mind, knowing what you guys all know, what we all know about thoughts and demons. And he's saying he has this. And the parents are saying, send him home. Would you say, no, let him go back to school?
I would want him in an insane asylum.
Exactly.
I would want him committed.
Is that okay, what do you think?
I would say call the paddy wagon.
Boom. Right. Get him out to school, right?
Right. Put him in a crazy place.
Yeah, hopefully I'm the type of I guess I'm the type of dad who let this go crazy. But hopefully I see that and it's like it makes me just be like I need to do something different. My child has no love and hopefully I do something different.
Exactly.
What?
Which is perfect. That's exactly.
I'm not saying
everybody, but everybody said right here that they would see that sign and do something about it.
I don't know if I do anything about it.
No, but you said so you would let him go back to school.
I called a paddy wagon
to get him out of school.
What's the paddy wagon?
Wait, to answer the question first, we'll go to the paddy wagon.
All right.
Would you allow him to go back to class, or would you say something's wrong here, let's take him out of school?
I hate doing if, but but for the sake of the conversation, I probably would say, come on, go home. Let's see what's wrong with you, boy.
And then come on, go home.
For that day.
Would that avoided that shooting that day?
That day it probably would avoid it.
Boom. My point is that they ignored the signs, like the clip said, And because
ignoring signs is not a crime, though.
But listen, right. But because they ignored the signs is the reason why it happened that day.
But so people are blind.
If the signs weren't ignored that day, there wouldn't have been a shooting that day. Therefore, the parents ignored the signs. So they're being tried because other people's kids got killed for them ignoring the signs. And this kid being crazy and them doing nothing about it. And the teachers try to warn it. So I think they should be in jail.
But ignoring the signs is not a crime, even if it leads to a crime.
Right.
Right, but it's still, you're still, and that wouldn't be a problem if the kid was over 18. By law,
How about if he was 16, 17?
The parents are still responsible for, by law, the parents are responsible.
But they're not responsible for what the boy does.
He goes
to juvenile hall. It doesn't make them responsible for what he does, even if they ignore the signs.
What happened outside the home?
But this kid is jacked up because of the parents.
How you know that?
What do you mean? How we know that? You say it all the time.
There's also social media in the schools and all that stuff.
But right. now all of a sudden you guys care about social media and stuff. When Jesse's message has always been about the family.
But that's spiritual
responsibility.
Now
he turns 18.
It's about society.
But that's spiritual responsibility. That's not physical to sending them to prison over something that spiritually they failed.
Right, but they're spiritually failing by not recognizing this kid needs help.
But this, you're talking about physical signs, and the spiritual failure was when he was a little kid.
It's been the whole time. Spiritual failure was when he was born all the way up until 15.
Before he was born. But yeah, right. But people are blind to signs, and people are get used to people insane.
Right, but...
Yeah. Did I answer your question, though, whatever you asked me about this parenting? I answered the question. Remember? I forgot. Oh.
But I think you did.
He said that day it would have... probably wouldn't have happened.
Sean, want to know, do you also charge the grandparents for messing up the parents? For messing up the parents?
If they're white, yes.
I think no.
I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about Joelle's thinking.
No, but
Joelle's 30% white.
Not the grandparents. I know you're just joking. But the parents missed the signs, and the parents raised this 15-year-old. The parents got him a gun. The parents were all involved in this from the very beginning up until 15. And on top of it, they ignored the signs. Lock them up.
The reason nothing like the parents have never been punished for what kids do outside the home is because it's normal for parents to, at least for boys, for them to get guns if they at a certain age.
Right.
And it's normal that they go out and use their gun, not on people, but hunting and stuff like that.
But if your child has thoughts and devils and voices in his head, are you buying him a gun?
Yeah.
Here's about that. Can I add to that?
So who don't have voices in their head?
No, but I'm talking about he's drawing pictures and he has
trouble. But that was just
trouble.
That one day at school.
But
he already had the gun.
But you, Jesse Peterson, would be able to know if his your child has mental problems, I mean like spiritual problems.
Right. But
then you're not going to buy him a gun if you know that he has these demons and he's thinking about shooting people.
But they didn't know that before they got the gun.
But how do we know?
Here's a detail from the case.
But how do you
know
he did?
True, but what? He has spiritual issues. He has issues.
According to the report, there was no sign that they knew that before he bought the gun.
I doubt that he just out of nowhere was like signs. He was probably showing signs since he was little.
No, you're assuming.
And the little female.
You're assuming.
No, but I mean, he's a messed up kid.
Everybody messed up.
Right, but
including those people who were giving their testimonies, their victim family statement testimonies.
Look at the Wikipedia
story. Including judge that prayed on it.
Look at the Wikipedia story.
I bet judge gonna go home and pray on it.
Oh, also last note, and Nick has to say something.
Yeah, say something, Nick. Oh, go ahead.
About the gun thing. You guys can respond to this because... it's a really interesting detail in the Jennifer Crumbly case. You know, she was trying to tell – her defense was that it's the dad's fault. He was trying to give him a gun. And if you look into it, in my opinion, it seems like the dad was trying to connect with his son and she was, like, in the way. So if we wanted to go with your new parent tribunal, I say put the mom in trial for that. It's like you try to get in the way of a – that could have saved him if they spent more time together with that gun.
Well, here's the thing is that
you know
I get
like,
your point.
It's speculation, but I get your point.
Like I get your point, but if you look at the Wikipedia story, because I covered this on my show a while ago, if you look at the Wikipedia story, according to Wikipedia, when the son was a child, the parents would leave him alone at 8 years old in the house, and they would go party.
Nice.
That's nothing wrong with that. I was left alone.
That is so insane that you guys even let that come out your lips.
What the heck?
Because what do you mean?
A helicopter parent? So many times at that age.
That's third grade.
Okay, but these parents are going out to party while he's just out there just being alone and doing whatever he wants.
That's fun.
But it's normal that parents leave the kids at home at that time and go party. And then come back.
So they were great parents.
No, I'm not saying they're great parents.
But that part is not a problem.
But in any other case, this is my point, any other case, all three of you guys would say, if this never happened, because the whole message that is always said here is the parents' forgiveness.
Yes,
but now all of a sudden,
spiritually, but not
it's
jail.
About the it's about the situation. It's about society. He should be alone as it did. But what happened to forgiveness? What happened to
forgive that boy? Let
him
out.
Where's the forgiveness? I haven't heard any forgiveness.
Anybody mention forgiveness? My phone blowing up about this. It's just crazy. Yeah, but I'm glad.
Somebody in the chat pointed out that the parents ran from the cops.
Fugitives.
They were fugitives for a while after this guy did the shooting.
Who said that?
Somebody in the chat, and that did happen.
That was on,
I looked.
That
up, I saw it on
source.
Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the source.
I don't blame them because they're white.
I know.
Yeah.
They live in Michigan, CBS. Where they have a lesbian, not Christian. DA or no AG, Attorney General.
I rest my case.
And that's where they set up those people who tried to do the kidnapping of that woman.
So my friend said that there's no doubt, based on the information that I've heard, that the parents should be responsible for the kid's action for killing, especially when the parents bought the kid a gun when they know he had mental challenges, and the kid was not a responsible kid. I taught one of my daughters to drive as early as I could, but my other daughter, I refused to help her to get a license because she didn't have her diabetes under control. Fathers are supposed to do their job. The government think that they are supposed to be responsible for raising kids, but it is the parents' responsibility. This finally was the right decision.
Thank you.
In a messed up world before me. I mean, believe me, this finally was the right decision in a messed up world. Believe me, the world may still get it wrong when the parents have the decision by the courts.
According to Wikipedia,
that part. We say that last part again. I don't know what he means. I don't know what he means by that.
This is finally was the right decision in a messed up world. Believe me, the world may still get it wrong when the parents have this decision by the court. Repeal. Oh, they're going to repeal this. Just read the bottom. I'm black. There was a lot of reading.
It sounds like an intellectual talking. Believe me, the world may still get it wrong when the parents have this decision by the courts repealed. Oh.
What are you saying?
So he's thinking that the courts are going to, if they appeal.
I heard that they are going to appeal.
But if they win. Mm-hmm. No,
it'll be worse.
So he'll think that the world may still get it wrong. He's thinking, the world's getting it right this time. But no, that's not true. Because they're spiritually responsible, but they're not physically responsible for, they don't go to jail for the actions of the
boy.
There's juvenile hall for a reason, because underage people commit crimes.
So when do we hold parents accountable? When do we hold parents accountable?
All the parents going to be in prison.
But when do we hold parents accountable?
But you can't even go there.
I can hold them accountable without sending them to prison.
But right, but
you hold them
normally,
accountable when they send their kids to school without lunch money.
Oh, then I need to send my parents.
Here's the thing, though. You can't even – some people are trying to take it there. I understand, like, you're the friend there, they're saying, well, this is about responsibility.
Yeah.
But before you even have that conversation, you can't even go there if you look at this case honestly. It's about the gun. They're saying it themselves. It's not about the parenting.
Yeah.
So why are we even having this argument about this case? It has nothing to do with what you guys are saying at all. They're saying it themselves. It's not about morality. It's not about the parenting. It's about the gun.
Yeah.
They're saying it themselves.
I want to take some calls on this, but I knew they were going to jail because they're white. And this is about punishing white people, getting rid of them as much as possible, I believe.
Yeah.
I heard about it said. I didn't read it.
Right.
But it's about getting rid of white people and getting rid of guns.
Yeah, think about how paranoid
it's about.
Think about how paranoid you're going to be.
If a black family, they would not be in prison.
Yeah. Think how paranoid you're going to be if anybody acts remotely funny and there's any gun involved anywhere. You're going to be... people are going to start reporting each other, and it's going to be it's going to be an insane communist country.
I agree.
That's what this is.
Put all the white parents in jail.
I agree with I totally agree with that. And like you said, we don't know that for sure to be true.
Right.
But I totally agree that there's an attack on white people. There's an attack on guns.
Yeah,
and
this is all about influence.
But what I'm saying is that the point that I'm trying to make, nobody seems to be acknowledging that point. Like you guys only make it about the gun and the white, opposed to like. But it's like I feel like it's
we
a.
You haven't
picking,
said anything about anything else.
No, but like you guys are
disagreeing.
You're
we
disagreeing
haven't said anything
with me.
About anything else.
Not once? Really.
Not really. You said we didn't at all. So is it now not really?
No, you guys didn't
Sean,
say. You guys didn't
all,
say
at all,
anything
at all,
about.
Once?
You guys are not
Sean,
saying anything about the family,
information
the home.
That you just
you're not saying
sent to me. Went,
anything
it
about
went up on my screen? I don't know how to pull it down.
What you need?
That
are you
information,
talking to Sean?
Yeah, Sean. What somebody? Oh, New York Times. Matthew
Snyder,
a former United States attorney, said, "This is a shot across the
bow or bow
bow to all parents. This is a shot across the bow to all parents, to all people who have firearms in their house." To keep them locked up. Y'all, I'm telling you, you're going to regret that this happened to these parents because now they're going after the parents and they're going after guns and they got a, now they got an example to throw out there to use.
Yeah.
It's about the whites going after the whites and going after guns. It ain't about nothing else.
In that case only, just in that alone.
Right.
I agree that it's horrible and it shouldn't be done. And if they're being tried in that way, then it's wrong and it's totally wrong.
Yeah.
And we should denounce it. I'm just talking about in the case of the way they raised them, the way they ignored the signs, the way that if they didn't ignore the signs as parents from 0 to 15, then there would be no shooting. But because they ignored the signs from 0 to 15, and on that day, there was a shooting, so the parents are responsible.
How many parents pay attention to signs?
They should, though.
No. Yeah, you're
Jesse,
talking
real
like
quick.
This is armchair quarterbacking parents.
If you were an example as a father and a mother.
I ain't going to pay no attention to no signs.
Well, then you're not involved.
How about you at 15 years old, what sign? I'm not going to get up here and march here.
But you're saying if you're 15, if your child was 15 years old and he had these thoughts and he has these demons, you wouldn't have known it?
Everybody got demons, no.
But you wouldn't have known that this your son at 15, after you raised them, has these problems? You
don't
know.
I don't know at this point, but I know now everybody has demons. I didn't know that beforehand.
But then you would have been like, oh, I didn't know he had this demon. I didn't know. You're not even telling the truth.
No, I said I wouldn't
Gotta go.
Right. That's not truthful.
I wouldn't have known.
But you know what everybody else.
Back in a moment, two more hours to go. We're going to take a couple calls with the experts. And then hate coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. And we'll be.
Anger was taken away from me 29 years ago.
I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father. And through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls and some more great stories. Shout out to the experts, including Joelle Friday TV. But first, fake news, not fake news. Abortion drama in Arizona. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, and the far-left female-run outlet The Skim both report Arizona is taking its law books back to the 1800s. 160-year-old law banning all abortions except in cases when, quote, it is necessary to save, unquote, a pregnant person's life. I doubt they used pregnant person back in the 1800s because they had more sense back then, at least on this issue. Old laws are good laws, right? Yesterday, an Arizona Supreme Court, or the Arizona Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, upheld an supposedly 1864 ban on nearly all abortions in the state. The law can be traced back as early as 1864, before Arizona even became a state. Back in 1912, it became a state. Oh, no, in 1912, it became Mexico. And in 1912, it became a state. It was Mexico in 1821, but we got it in 1848, America, after the Mexican-American War. This law was codified in 1901, also before Arizona became a proper state in the Union. The law allows the procedure, meaning killing the babies, only if a pregnant person's life is at risk and makes no exceptions for apeurate or incest. Providers can face up to 5 years in prison if prosecuted. Wow, nice. After the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the dormant Civil War-era law was called into question. The state's highest court decided that without the federal so-called right to abort, the Arizona's near-total ban could be enforced. If it goes into effect, which it may not, the measure would change the state's current law, which bans abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Now, that's Arizona. The judges put a 14-day hold on the ruling, the state Supreme Court, I guess, to allow a lower court to hear expected challenges to the law. For now, evil Planned Parenthood, the state's largest abortion mill, they just pump out abortions, said that they will continue performing the procedure. Nice euphemism there, huh? As long as it's allowed. Democrat lawmakers in the state and some Republicans, rhinos, called on the GOP-led legislature to take steps to repeal the law. For what? Abortion supporters hailed the ruling as a victory. Meanwhile, so-called reproductive rights advocates say they have enough signatures to put a constitutional amendment on abortion in the Arizona's ballot this fall. Since the Supreme Court's 2022... This is June of 22. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down that ridiculous Roe v. Wade thing decision. More than a dozen states have banned or limited abortion. Now, a law from before Arizona was even a state is coming to dictate access to modern reproductive health. What a euphemism. Sick, huh? And who's headed to prison? You heard about this from JLP and the experts. The Ethan Crumbly parents. They don't want to say his name. The parents of the Oxford High School shooter, mass murderer. Yesterday, a female judge, sentenced the Crumblies to at least 10 years in prison. They say at least 10 years, but people said they were going to serve 7 to 8. 10 to 15 years, right? This marks the first time that parents are being held legally responsible for their child, so-called child, young man, carrying out a mass shooting. In 2021, the Crumbly's then 15-year-old son killed 4 students and injured 7 others at a Michigan school. Michigan, a dark state now. James and Jennifer Crumbly, each convicted on 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter earlier this year. I put those in quotes. Prosecutors argued the Crumbly's ignored the signs, that their son was struggling with his so-called mental health, and they gifted him a gun that he used in the shooting. Pretty disgraceful ruling, in my opinion. But some people disagree, and that's all right. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. How's that? I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week, the biblical question, why do you call yourself a sinner? Why do you call yourself a sinner? Why do you call yourself a sinner? Amazing question. If you're busy out and about and you don't have time to sit and watch the show, you can podcast the show. You can podcast all the shows. But you can be listening to the show anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. By calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we are going to get to your super chats as well. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or rebuildingtheman.com. Rebuildingtheman.com. So in the first hour, I have the experts here. In the first hour, we were talking about this trial that happened. According to Fox, a judge on Tuesday sentenced James and Jennifer Cromley, parents of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Cromley, to a term of 10 to 15 years in prison each. The first parents of a school shooter in U.S. history to be tried for their child's crime. And I just want to play that sound by Hassan just to remind people, MSNBC, this judge heard decision. And just that one, then we'll move on. Are we able to replay it? No. Oh, okay.
You gave thumbs up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's hear from MSNBC. Just for those who are just tuning in. I give you all.
So this is the first clip?
Yeah, the first clip, MSNBC 10-1A. I thought you gave me the thumbs up.
A judge has sentenced both parents of the 2021 Oxford High School shooter to 10 to 15 years in prison. James and Jennifer Cromley, both separately addressing the judge today. The judge today making it clear their, quote, convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train.
sentencing them to 10 to 15 years behind bars. When it's all said and done, when you count in the formulas there, you'll see them behind bars for a period of about 7 to 8 years, because in the state of Michigan, you usually serve about two-thirds of that sentence, and they'll be getting credit for time served. And the judge explaining that this is not about bad parenting, that she kind of dismissed the arguments that you heard from James and Jennifer Crumbly as they spoke and as they addressed the court and those families in that courtroom. And the judge said the sentence is not about bad parenting. Instead, she said it's about related acts that could have halted a runaway train. She later said it's about repeatedly ignoring things that made a reasonable person feel the hair on the back of their neck stand up.
I agree.
Amazing.
I agree.
And before, and so my experts are here, the Hake from the Hake Report here on the JLP Network from Hake's show is from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. And he also an expert here. And Joel Friday, he black. His show is at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby.
This way.
The American Anchor Baby, Nick. He had to step out the studio for a minute. He like busy doing everything. And he'll be back in a minute. But Sean, text me that thing I have to introduce, so I want the people to hear what Joel had to say about the shooter.
now that I heard that clip, I didn't agree with everything they said in that clip.
Sean, I'm sorry. It went up on the screen here, and I don't know how to pull it back down. Okay, so we found a clip of Joel. watch this from NBC. Joel responded to the shooting.
This kind of behavior is never tolerated in Boracua. You shout like that, they put you in jail right away. No trial, no nothing. Journalists, we have a special jail for journalists. You're stealing, right to jail. You're playing music too loud, right to jail, right away. You're nice. Driving too fast, jail. Slow, jail. You're charging too high prices for sweaters, glasses. You write to jail. You undercook fish, believe it or not, jail. You overcook chicken, also jail. Undercook, overcook. You make an appointment with the dentist and you don't show up, believe it or not, jail, right away. We have the best patients in the world because of jail.
Oh, that was from right NBC.
I like that.
It's funny because Joel agreed that the parents should go to jail. The one thing I want you to know, and y'all can write this down, date it, and everything. I heard that they may appeal this decision, and I hope they do. And the parents are let out of jail. But if the parents go to jail for this, it's over for parents. They already don't want you to discipline your children. If you discipline your children, they'll take them away from you and give them to crazy social workers. And they don't want you to discipline. So if you're damned if you discipline them, and you're damned if you don't. And parents, you don't want this to happen. This decision has been made by evil people. Just this, according to the report, the jury says she prayed on it. Who do you think she was praying to? She wasn't praying to God about this. I prayed on it. And whenever people say they prayed on it, they tell you they're talking to the devil. Parents, you're going to regret this if you agree with it. And then if you go along with it. And then, especially white parents. I, Jesse Peterson, believe it's an attack on white people and guns. I want you to remember I said this. Yes, you are.
I want to make one last point is that after seeing that first clip, I definitely agree 100% of what they said, because I think in this specific case, I agree with the judge 100%, because they're saying whether there's an ulterior motive or agenda underneath it, we can't even really know.
There's
right,
an agenda.
Right, we can,
I know that.
Right, but we can guess.
That's not a guess.
Right? No, that's not a guess.
Well, before the break, you said that, I don't know, but I assume, which is true. We can only assume that there's an agenda, but I believe that there could be. I'm not denying it.
You don't think they're going after?
That's
the
how
guns?
They get you.
I
they
know
get
they these, are, but
they get these.
But what I'm saying
these
that
specific cases, and then they open it up to everything.
Right, but we don't know that in this specific case. That's the case. Because what they're doing is that based off
the woman prayed
listen,
on it.
I know, but that's good up proof.
Who you think you're praying to the devil?
In this clip, they said that they're trying the parents due to missing the signs. They're saying that's what this trial
is dumb.
For. Okay, but that it doesn't matter if it's dumb or not.
How you expect to catch the signs?
But that's what they're saying is that due to missing the signs, and I agree 100% based off of this case. Not about the gun, not about the attack on white people, which I agree. But in this case, they're saying it's because their parents failed to miss the signs, and I agree.
Of course they miss the signs, but everybody misses the signs.
No, but that is
everybody always misses the signs, and they don't belong in jail for that.
How this the sign of him drawing, killing
said, not
people.
Missing the sign. Wait,
see,
not missing the sign.
So listen to this.
This is how they trick the Christians into agreeing with their own self-destruction.
Answer this last question. The sign, no, that's not gonna are be your last question. How crazy are
fake news.
You?
That's fake news. It's not going to be your last question.
So this is just a regular sign that everybody should miss that he's drawing, killing people?
What?
That's a normal sign that like, is natural to miss, that he's drawing. He's saying, I have your voices, and I want to kill people.
I don't understand what you're saying.
He drew a photo.
According to
saying,
report, yes.
Right, according to report, right. That he has voices. And that he wants to kill people, and it shows a picture of him killing people. That's a sign.
Did it
show
a picture of him killing people?
It showed blood on it. Yeah, I mean, a picture. Yeah, there's a bullet and all that stuff. So that's a sign that the average person is just going to miss, and that's okay.
How do you know he just didn't want to be an artist?
I probably would have. I would hope that I would have the sense to take the gun away from, keep it away from the kid. I would hope that I would have the sense to do that.
Right.
Especially nowadays that they're going after. But just common sense would be that. But people don't have common sense. And they get used to the... Hold on. No, you should not. That's ridiculous.
Okay, go ahead.
People get used to...
These liberals going to put you in...
And then I'm going to say my last thing. No,
people get used to the hell that they get from one another.
Right.
People do the most insane things and people just start... You just start shrugging the stuff off.
Well, you're right, though. You're right that is that, like, common sense, if you lack common sense, doesn't mean that you should go to jail like that
right.
Funny thing we're saying. But in this case, like you said, if you would have seen that this could have, like, that this was kind of crazy, then you would have hoped that you acted accordingly. And if you would have acted accordingly in that moment, then that shooting wouldn't have happened that day.
True.
That's the point.
People don't live
that
way.
But because
that's a nice logical point.
So if,
that's not a point for a prison.
But no, but the thing is, because they didn't act in that way and they saw this sign, that's too much of an obvious sign.
No.
Especially as a parent. And your child's 15 years old. You knew that something's a little bit off.
Believe
with
the
me, child.
They're
be
getting
honest.
Punished. They're getting punished within just by this happening at all. They don't need to go to prison to learn their lesson.
Right.
They're not a danger to society. This is not something that they belong in prison for. They're already in prison in their minds.
I would
and
keep
they
them
need
from
to be freed in their
again.
Minds. Was that? What
did
you
say? Of course, he said he'd keep them from ever having any more children.
Oh, dang.
According to NBC News, the Cromley are charged and convicted on involuntary manslaughter. The signs they missed may have been part of the case, but that's not what they are charged with. My producer, Sean, wanted to comment on this.
Nice.
Yes, Sean.
I still agree with Joel. We talked about this when it first happened, and I think they shouldn't have been charged with that. They should have been charged with accessory to murder. You know how
they should have been?
Yeah, if you help someone commit murder.
But they didn't help him.
No, but they didn't. But I'm saying if he were to come up to them and say, hey, I'm going to do this horrible thing, and they helped him do it, they would be charged. So
right, but that's not what happened.
They didn't help him not do it. You know what I mean?
How do you help somebody not commit a crime?
It kind of helps.
If you don't know that they could have committed a crime.
He did know, though.
If the kid came up to them and said, hey, listen, I'm going to go do this today, and they said, okay, cool, here's this you know, gun or whatever, they would, of course, be charged by doing that. And so what they did was too similar to that. to not charge them.
No, right. Man, that's not true.
And it's not just
they never would have agreed to him doing
that. They off the pot.
Okay, like there's a slight.
That's one of my producers. That's my producer Sean, and he's also a expert here on the show.
And a
flat earther.
All right, that's all I want to say.
A low blow is a true blow.
So you agree with Joel that the parents should have gone to prison?
Yeah, and it's not just because I made the clip and I feel bad about making fun of them.
The two mamas. The two mamas agree with the mama government.
Hassan, you might as well get it on it now.
I appreciate it.
Hassan is audio engineer and expert here. What do you say about all this?
I ain't going to jail for no kids.
Me either.
Straight up.
I cry racist before I go to jail for a child.
I'd be like, I am not the father.
That's right. I'll call up Jerry Springer real fast.
Exactly.
Morbid. Come over here and do a baby test real fast.
Yeah, that's insane. Joel World is a...
Don't make me responsible for the law.
I'm just
saying that they.
What's your name, Barack Obama?
They know what happened. They know that their child was that they raised a child that was troubled. This is not just out of nowhere. Like, oh shoot, I didn't realize he had these problems. No, they know that he's messed up. You don't just out of nowhere just have problems. Like, you're raised with these
but
problems.
But most people are not aware that their kids are angry for those
gonna
spiritual reasons.
I know, but they know that their child
but
have
the parents
shown
have
signs.
Problem too.
Right, they have shown signs of this. Well, then they have to be responsible for these things. If they were doing criminal things, let's just say it, we don't know.
But
if they were raising their kids and doing like weird things growing up, or like them seeing signs and they just never deal with it, that is, of course, you're raising a little school shooter. You're raising a school shooter.
But that's not a crime.
What do you mean it's not a crime? Especially if it's not a crime if he's over 18. It's a crime if he's under 18.
No, it isn't.
If it's not law, it should be.
Wow.
Whoa.
Nazi.
You raised that.
Nazi, call me.
You raised that. So if I do,
Hitler, your daddy.
So if I'm a parent.
Joel Stalin.
Okay, so answer this last question.
Joel Stalin. So my friend said, at least you have one person there who has some sense.
like me having a friend?
He thinks, no, my friend is telling me that at least I have somebody that comes and say has some sense. He thinks you have sense.
Right on, friend. He's my new friend.
Hey, good sign.
But anyway.
There you go.
One quick thing.
Yes.
If you're in some states, if you are with someone in a car.
Let's be shy.
Yeah.
In some states, if you're with someone in a car and you don't even know what they're doing, and you drop them off and they go commit crime, you're liable for that crime.
As a matter of fact, if you're in the – he's right. As a matter of fact, even if you're in the car and you didn't do the murder but you're involved, you're going to jail too.
Well, that's a getaway driver.
Right.
That's different.
No, but not even just a getaway driver. If you're involved
in the backseat –
somebody's
going to run out of a store, they just snatch the grab, and they're telling me to rush, take off. I'm going to know something went wrong.
No, Jesse, if you drive someone to a bank – And right before they get out of the car, they say, "I'm going to commit a crime." And you, and
if they say that,
yeah,
and, if they and, tell me that,
yeah, and they leave, you're going to be liable for that in some states.
How's that?
You could be liable for suit being lawsuit.
So somebody, if I'm driving someone
lawsuit
to the bank,
criminal,
and we get to the bank and they say, "Well, I'm about to go in here and rob the bank."
Yeah,
no, don't.
And then
stop.
And then, but I say, "Okay, I'm taking off. Hey, I got nothing to do with this."
Yeah, this is your you know, quote unquote friend or whatever.
Right. And so, what would happen if I say, "Okay, are you go give
you're
me some
party
of the money?"
You're
an accomplice.
A party.
You're
to a party to the crime.
But what happens if
suspect,
Sean's
you're
point?
A suspect
what
as
happens
an accomplice?
If I say, "Okay, I'll wait if you're going to give me some of the money"?
Unless, oh, then you really probably. But that's the thing. Even to add to Sean, go ahead, finish your point.
We really got
to
get some calls. People have been waiting on hold.
But even if you add to Sean's point,
how does that relate to
like,
parents?
Yeah.
Your parents
no,
didn't
because
know that.
But that's the same
you're
thing.
Born into the parents, everybody go kill.
That's
somebody.
The same exact thing, though.
What? No, he did.
Yes, he did.
No. They said he pretty much. Sean is saying off mic. He pretty much did say he was going to.
Pretty much, and doing it at the same time.
Right, that's a totally different thing.
It's exactly the same thing. He drew a dang picture for you guys that he was going to shoot everybody. He said, I have voices. I want to kill. There's blood everywhere.
Have you ever heard that Foster the People song?
So why are you guys justifying this photo? That's okay. Why are you guys brushing
off
this photo?
Who are you looking at over there?
As is okay.
With the squeaky eyes. Who are you looking at?
To the spirit of Jesse Lee Peterson in the... the one with the smile, because he ain't smiling here.
Amazing. Let me go to James out of New York. James, thanks for holding, James. You're on the air out of New York.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, James.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
What my thoughts on the school shooter, with like the parents and everything, they should only be held responsible if like they planned it or they were co-conspirators and they were like encouraging him to kill people.
I rest my case.
If they didn't do that. Jail time is a little ridiculous. I think they should be forced to do like mandatory community service, bring awareness to schools to maybe like talk to parents and like spread like their experience with having it. But jail
they're gonna
time,
give it to the other kids.
But awareness is probably what's gonna fix that problem, opposed to sending them to jail and then the taxpayers are basically paying them for their
games.
James, can I ask you a question, James?
Joel, you sound like you're from North Korea today. You kind of want everyone to go to jail who's related to the criminal. I don't know what's going on, Joel.
Kim Joel Un.
Let me ask you, James, do you think that it's normal and justifiable that when an accomplice to a murder is tried, even if he didn't actually commit the murder, but he helped or he was good friends with the murderer and they, like, plotted these things, not plotted, but he was just in the car, a part of the murder. Do you think they should go to jail, or you think that's the improper law?
But that's not what happened.
Let's just say, how long is they going to jail for?
No,
like, if he went to jail while the case was happening for like a week or two, then yeah, whatever. He has to prove his innocence. You know, it's just like a thing. But you know, if all the truth is out and they know that that's all it was, he was just there. I'm sure they're going to be lenient or just release him, you know?
But that's not what happens. That's not why people get tried who are accomplices to murders. They're not just there.
But in this scenario with the child, like, I'll tell you from experience, and I'm sure you know from experience, when you're a kid, who's the first person do you learn how to manipulate or hide your feelings from? Your parents.
But,
you know,
no, but they're teaching you. Jesse's message.
Boom.
Jesse's message.
Boom.
Jesse's message is.
This kid probably said, like, I want a gun. If I can shoot a gun in the backyard or go hunting sometimes, this is what I want to do, blah, blah, blah. And the parents, because maybe they're already, like, worried about him, you know.
Yeah.
They give him the gun thinking that this is going to solve their problem, you know? And that's definitely what the kid did.
Let me ask you really quick, is that who do you think taught the child how to be manipulative and hide and all those things? The parents, right? It came from the parents. Yeah. So the parents, it still is pointing back to the parents. The child just doesn't automatically out of nowhere just say, I want to be manipulative and I want to hide my issues from my parents.
How do parents teach kids to be manipulative?
That's your whole message.
No, how do parents teach them to do that?
They influence. It's influence. They judge their children, and then their children then in turn do based off of the example that they see. You talk about it all the time. I got that from you.
I would say that in cases like this, they should
it's like
do
Satan
the quote
in the Bible.
Schooling.
Like, it's like in judge cases like this.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
They should do homeschooling for troubled youth. Kind of like how with the COVID, they sent all the kids home. They did learning over online. If there are kids having issues in school, whether it be bullying or whatever is going on that's, you know, giving them problems or making them react or have these psychotic breaks where they're drawing stuff or saying they're going to do things. Those are the kids that could probably benefit most from homeschooling. And I can see with the parents why they probably wouldn't want to ask for help, because from experience, when my parents opened the door to the system, to the state, you know, my brother got killed in a foster home. You know what I'm saying? So right. I can see how they, because they're the parents, that's like a hard spot to be in to make that decision. Because, like, you know, like if you break the law, you don't want your father defending you in court. You want, you know, an actual attorney that has no bias that is going to protect you. Just like with doctors, they're not allowed to do surgery on their own family members. They have to, like, have a different doctor do that because of the bias. And I think what happens is with the parents, when they ignore the signs, they're trying to protect their children from government systems, because they know as soon as they call.
That's an excuse, James. They're not ignoring the child's problems so that the government don't get involved. They're ignoring the child's problems because, for one, they don't know how to deal with them. And for two, they don't want to take accountability.
But he's making a good point. The government doesn't do a better job at parenting than the parents do.
I'm not saying get the government involved. I'm saying
Joel, do you have secrets from your parents?
Do I have secrets? Well, definitely as an adult.
Do your parents know everything you're thinking? Huh? No, as a kid. Did they know everything about what you were thinking?
No.
When you were younger?
No.
James. Exactly.
James, I got to run in the border
smoking. Yeah, no problem. I'm sorry for...
Thanks, old James.
Person. Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate the call, guys. You have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. KB Adam. Oh, hold on, KB. My what my friend said?
Jesse's friend said, this is the same, in a sense, for a lot of the wrong decisions in the Biden administration and Obama administration that caused a loss of life or huge damage to America, and no one is fired or held responsible. You all jumped the shark.
Uh-huh.
I missed that little last part.
Jumped the shark is a reference to Happy Days.
But it's the same as what?
When the Fonz jumped over the shark, and that... It was all downhill from there. That show was no longer good. But it's the same as with Biden and Obama. When they did stuff that caused a whole lot of loss of life, no one is fired or held responsible.
Oh, fire and hold them responsible.
KB out of Ohio. Go ahead, KB.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Experts.
How are y'all? How are you?
Good, good.
I'm doing well. Go ahead.
So after listening to your thoughts about the parents of the Michigan shooter, I would like to know how I should have handled an out of control kid and their avoidant parent. So, Jesse, I've called you previously about an experience that I had after moving to a radical liberal area as a conservative, and the attacks that I've experienced. And so one particular incident involved a neighbor's kid who initially started to harass me, I guess, because they believed I hated gays and didn't support the LGBTQ agenda. And so after a few of those encounters, I went to the parent to explain what the kid was doing, and I was totally dismissed, like I was the villain. And because of the, like, negative response that I received from the dad, I went to the police to file a report, because I just knew something else would happen. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, the kid vandalized my home. So in that case, how would you have handled it? And are the parents responsible for the kid's wrongdoing?
How old are the kids?
They ranged in age from like 10 to 13.
And so you're asking, are they responsible for vandalizing, are the parents responsible for the kids vandalizing your home?
Right. And again, I went to the parent to explain that, you know, these kids were, you know, coming by. I understand kids do things, right?
Right. Yeah.
But I wanted to make the parent aware of what their kids was doing, because I'm like, something else could happen. You know, kids could start to, I don't know, like I said, vandalize your home or whatever, your property. And so I wanted to make the parent aware, and I was dismissed by the parent.
And so you say, are they responsible that the kids vandalized your home?
Right.
As a result of all that?
Correct.
No, they're not.
Okay, and why not? Because I don't understand that. Because the parents were aware that there are signs that their kids have problems.
But they didn't know they were going to vandalize your home. Parents don't know what the kids going to do once they're outside of the home. That's why they're supposed to raise their kids in the right way to go inside the home. so that when they go outside the home, they can be guided by those principles. But the parents are not responsible if the kids don't follow those principles.
Oh, I don't know. I have to disagree. I'm kind of with Joel on this. I have to disagree that the parents have some responsibility.
What would have been their responsibility?
Well, I mean, obviously, if the kid, you would tell your kid maybe don't go around that property or something.
But that don't mean the kid's going to listen.
But they should. And if they don't, then that's the parents' responsibility.
Yeah, it's the parents' fault that the kids aren't listening. It's the parents' fault. The kids,
how do you know what they're going to do when they get outside the house, though?
But the parents,
you give them guidance, Jesse, and if they're not,
KB,
you know, there's...
Thank you. I'll be back in a moment. Sorry. Thank you, KB.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back, 888-775-3773. Before we go back to the callers, let's do some Super Chats.
Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Elizabeth Marie says, I'd like to answer this week's biblical question.
Why do you call yourself a sinner? Why do you call yourself a sinner?
I called myself a sinner so I could keep on sinning. But she doesn't say that she calls herself. She said, I called myself.
Oh.
So she doesn't do it anymore, I guess, maybe.
Okay. We don't quite understand what you're saying, if you're still doing it or you did it or what.
Right.
But I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Analyst Ayi bought three coffees. Jesse, I got a revelation.
Ooh.
When we judge ourselves and others and play God, it's the same as Adam seeing he was naked in the garden when God said, who told you you were naked? That's what we do if we say it. We need this or that or don't need this or that. This is Mamma Mia, Ola Deep.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nice.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Jesse, on Monday, you had a caller, Ernest, I think his name was, who said racism is saying the Jews are the chosen people, something like that. Is it racist when people say blacks were on the first on earth? Is it racist to say Jesus was black? Is it racist to say Italians can cook? He might say Italians. Is it racist to say Asians are smart? My point is, you can talk about people without it being racist.
Mate, that's right. Amazing. Thank you. I do remember that caller, too. Thank you.
Greenwald bought a coffee. That crazy-looking migrant y'all played from TikTok, mi gente, that one, who was talking about breaking into and squatting in Americans' homes, has since been arrested. And now he claims he's being persecuted.
Wow. I'm glad they arrested him. Yeah. Thought he was gone insane.
Yeah.
Amazing. Great. Thank you.
Another coffee from Gregatron. Hey, Jesse, I got something funny for you. At my job, there's a woman who always talks about her divorce, next husband, etc. She told me and my supervisor that her ex used to beat her. I told her, I don't blame him. I would beat you, too, if I was your husband. I'd beat you probably once a day, maybe 10 times a week. She started getting mad, so I stopped. But I was talking about Harpo and Oprah. Ha, ha, ha.
You told Harpo to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by men. Amazing. Thank you.
I'm surprised he said that he said that.
I know.
Donnie Girl's idea, a rumble rant. I still see something wicked in me. If something bad or sad happens to someone, the demons crack a smile, and I have known for so long that it wasn't me. How many more layers? Sextuple. Six. Question marks.
I don't know. Don't worry about that. You just go through it and go through it and go through it. And don't worry about how many, how long it's going to take or anything like that, because that's not even you worried about that or asking those questions. But stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, why are they holding white parents to a higher standard than black parents by sending them to jail for what their kids do? This is a war on white people.
Repeat that.
Why are they holding white parents to a higher standard than black parents by sending them to jail for what their kids do? It's a war on white people.
It really is. I don't think most people don't seem to understand the depths of the war on white people right now. There's a war on white people, Christianity, and the Second Amendment. And y'all better wake up to this, because this thing that happened with this judge putting these people in jail, it's a war on white people and the Second Amendment. And if this is allowed to stand, it's going to be a war on all parents. I remember when parents were allowed, I don't even feel right saying this, it's so wrong, allowed to discipline their children. And when they did, society was better for it. The social workers and the courts came in and said, you can't discipline your own children. Now look what's happening. And if they can do this to you, they can lock you up. That's what I'm telling you. They want to take away all your rights while you're fighting this stupid so-called race issue and all this mess. They'll figure out how to lock you down. Y'all better wake up before it's too late, but do what you want. Thank you.
White Lion bought a coffee. Joelle is a dollar store Don Lemon auditioning to be on The View.
I disavow.
Number two emoji.
I disavow.
Yeah, I disavow too.
Man, no, he's going after Joelle.
Dollar store right. Don Lemon, dang.
Right. He ain't all that. He just disagree on this issue.
I know.
Amazing. Thank you.
WD41 with...
Thank you for your super chat, but not for what you said.
three diamonds from WD41. No message. Thank
what?
You.
Thank you.
Aries 1 with a diamond. No message.
Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Joelle sounded like that little brother who would cry, agree with me, crying tears, stream emoji. LOL. Lots of laughs. And Jesse, when can we get a JLP hymn book? Book of JLP
nice
hymns.
Idea. I'll work on it.
Nice.
Thank you. Amazing idea. Thank you.
White Lion bought another coffee. Joelle is a gosh darn racist. He didn't say that. He said got. Okay.
He said what?
He said got.
Got what?
A dam.
What?
You know, like a dam, like a beaver dam?
I'm damned if
I do. But anyway,
I
he said.
I'm damned if I don't.
He said it country. He wrote it country, but gosh, GD racist.
What?
Gosh darn racist.
I don't understand.
Joelle is a goddamn bleep racist.
The bleep came after the word.
I know. I heard the word. Why the bleep?
What? Let me finish White Lion. I have to
and
do
he
his.
He threw it out red.
I have to do his coffee justice.
Well, pink.
White Lion NYC.
Okay. Go ahead.
I want to watch him use that same energy to get the parents of all the black kids that have, are, and will commit crimes to get locked up. Number two emoji.
Well, that is true.
Repeat that.
Joel's a racist. I want to see that same energy of him going after black parents.
Yes, that's right.
I don't think that's his animus, his racial animus. I don't think he's using his racial animus with this.
No.
In his defense.
I say lock them up too, but.
Yeah. See, he wants to. See, that's very low energy. Lock them up. Anyway, at this point, just call me Mike, bought a coffee. If Hake and Joelle have to settle this outside later today, I'll put my money on Joelle, the black. Not all, but most know how to use their hands for protection.
What the?
So yeah, he's saying Joelle's going to win a fight if Hake and Joelle.
But Joel doesn't
fight.
Joel does not know how to use his head to fight because he grew up with white people.
We'll have a dance off.
We had our issues with words.
Right. He grew up with white people, so it'd be two white guys fighting.
Anyway, Tab bought a... Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Tab bought a coffee. Question. When we have nothing alone, no word, no resources, how are we going to find God?
Wait on God. You find God by not looking for him.
Nice.
You find God by not looking. Amazing. Thank you.
So you don't need word or resources?
Right.
Nice.
Just don't look.
Another coffee from White Lion, yet another. I'm not surprised by what Joel has said. But Sean, I had higher expectations of him.
He white.
He's the kind of white person to support BLM and then get assaulted and robbed by them.
Is that the same guy as the Don Lemon guy?
Yeah.
He's all working.
Oh, my
Indeed,
God.
He's buying. You're earning JLP some
That's
coffee what I'm from
I'll
White
take
Lion.
The sacrifice.
Note to self, says White Lion, with yet another coffee. When Jesse features Joel, don't listen to the podcast that day. The amount of stupidity out of his mouth.
Take him off.
I'm all for debating, but his source is Wikipedia. Come on, Jesse. You can find a black guy with average or above average intelligence.
Where? Where? Where can I find one?
I accept because I'm being put down, but it's making bomb money.
Yeah.
So right on, White.
Amazing.
Lily Poo with a rumble rant. After everything we see with these prosecutors in these blue states, do we really need to believe that this wasn't an agenda they wanted to push?
Good question.
Yeah.
Absolutely good question. That's my concern. Thank you.
Canadian David is a paying subscriber on Rumble. And he
Thank
says,
you.
Animus, that's Joel's nickname, because he has so much animus, racial animus.
Don't be so animus.
Animus trying to be on The View. So he thought about The View as well. Both Canadian David and White Lion.
Don't be so animus.
What is animus like?
Racial, well, he's misusing the word. Racial animus is
All
when
I
you have
it. I asked, what is animus?
No, you said, don't be so animus.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Animus,
don't be so animus.
Animus is not a... racial animus is like when you have vindictiveness towards somebody. When you have animus, you're animated as in angry within. You have an evil energy.
Oh, I see.
Animus is like an evil energy of hatred or anger.
Oh, that's Joel.
Okay, I won't be so animus.
Oh, Joel, you
so animus. I'll watch my animus.
You read that right. So I got to take some calls.
I think that's all for now. So thank you, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll get to the rest later if there are any.
Yeah. Let me go quickly to Cotton out of Washington. He's been waiting a while. Cotton, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding you on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's been really interesting listening to you guys talk about this, and I hope I can contribute something.
Okay.
The observations here, what I'm hearing is that Joel is – you guys are talking past each other. Joel's making a great point about spiritual responsibility and spiritual fault, and this is what we talk about all the time on your show, people calling in.
I know, but we weren't talking about no spiritual stuff. This is all physical.
Right, and then what you're saying and what the other guys are saying is we're not talking about that, Joel. We're talking about criminal fault, which is based on property violations.
Right.
Based on whose property damaged who else's property. And it's been fascinating to listen to you guys talk past each other and realize that even if we know the same truths, we can get really caught up in and confused if we don't define our words correctly. Because I believe that our civilization works so well because it's very clear cut whose properties is whose. And if you damage someone else's properties, in most cases, it's just black and white and really easy. But with children, we haven't as a society defined are they property up until what point and how to do this. It's a very gray area. Am I making any sense, Jesse?
You are, but the thing I don't like about this whole deal is that the government should have never gotten involved with families in this way. telling people how to raise their children, to discipline them or not to discipline them. That is totally up to the father and the mother and nothing to do with the government. And ever since they got involved years ago, it's just been one evil decision over another one. And that's what's happening here.
You're totally right about that, Jesse. You could ask what you think about this point as well, is that the laws that we have, they're just bare bones. It's just so-and-so damaged such-and-such property, pay him this money, return what you've damaged, your fists broke his head.
Yeah.
Your fists are your property, broke his head, that's his property. That we know.
Yeah.
Those are bare bones for just the simplest society so that our society doesn't crumble.
Absolutely.
What we're supposed to do is transcend those laws and hold one another accountable for spiritual things and within our families to say, oh, I'm spiritually at fault for this, but it's not the state's business to get involved in stuff like that because that's us transcending and becoming better.
That's amazing. And the reason we were talking to Pat Joel because he's so animus.
He has so much animus.
He has so much animus.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joel.
I agree with the spiritual thing that you're saying, but we all supposed to live by a spiritual law, and that should be the case for everybody, but unfortunately it's not the case for everybody. Not everybody lives by a spiritual law, which is why physical laws had to come into the first place, is to contain. I think James said on the Hake Report one time, is to contain the lawless, and it's true. So I do think the gray area of not having certain laws should be filled with certain laws that just bring common sense, that if you raise a crazy child and you're seeing signs along the way, there should be consequences to these things. So in my opinion, I think there should be a law that prevents parents from not being accountable for raising jacked up children.
But how are parents going to see signs along the way?
That's what I'm saying, that they're not being...
I counsel with people, adults who, when they were kids, they hated their parents so much. They were killing chickens. They were punishing animals and doing all kind of stuff. And the parents never knew about it and still don't know about it.
But that's a problem. That's a problem with parents, that they're not able to see the signs.
But how you pay attention to the kid outside the house?
It's not outside the house. It's that
they killed the kitchen outside.
I know, but his behavior inside the house is going to be a point that if you see his behavior inside the house, then you know he's not. His behavior outside the house should be the same thing. Like, he's going to do certain things, but if he's nice inside the house, he's wild outside the house, that's the parents' fault.
Like, hey,
they're going to get it to where if you're a conservative, you're mentally ill and you need to take your guns taken away.
What I'm trying to say is that you're going to be able to notice your child's behavior inside the home as well as what he's doing outside the home.
Well,
There's no way.
I ain't going to pay that much attention to them. I don't care about them.
Well, then that's
that
the parents'
much.
Fault.
Why?
Because the parents should know their child. The parents are responsible for their child.
Oh, Joel.
The parents are responsible for their child. For how
they,
So we just let the child just be whatever they want to be. Just figure it out. And if
no,
you give somebody
you're
to
right.
learn,
you
guys put the leading
right,
guy.
That's a straw man.
Joel, I've got one for you, man.
That's a false dilemma.
Go ahead.
Joel, think about when you have a dog. Everybody knows that the dog is your property. Let's say you have some wild dog, and you keep him in your property, in your house. We know what happens if your dog escapes and goes and bites somebody. That's
but no, but
clear
this is
cut.
The part
I'm not done though. What about when you bring your dog to the doggy daycare, and then your dog goes and bites somebody at the doggy daycare?
Right.
This is similar to when, okay, you're fine if your children is a crazy person on your own property, but when you send your child off to a school, see, my parents sent me to a school, and that was dangerous.
Right.
And I got into dangerous situations, and they did that to me. They subjected me to go to a dangerous place. I could have gotten shot. I got beat up. I got intimidated, stolen from, because they sent me there. They're responsible spiritually for that. But if you think about the dog here, we do not hold the dog owner responsible for killing the dog at the doggy daycare.
That doesn't make no sense, man. Let me tell you why, because you missed one point.
Okay.
Is that if the dog, and not that it doesn't make sense. I don't mean like that.
You're talking about Hassan dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that the dog, what you're saying right now?
Am I responsible for that if that happens?
Well, I'm just saying right now is that if a dog goes out and bites another dog or bites another child, then that is a reflection of how the dog is trained in the home. If the dog escapes onto the street and he's acting crazy and wild, then that means he's not trained. A trained dog is not going to go out and just start biting people. And you're missing that point. It's like that point can't be taken out. If the dog's trained, he's going to do trained things.
No, he's trained dog bite too.
He's not attacking people. The dog's
I'm talking about real world situations. If my dog leaves the yard and goes to attack somebody, this
it's because you didn't train him right.
What?
Yeah, but I know, but I'm responsible civilly as a crime because I've damaged somebody else's property by not taking care of my dog. But if I take him to the local schoolhouse, doggy daycare, and the two dogs get in a fight, the place is responsible. It's not me. That's the way it works out because you guys have brought the dogs there. And you guys are engaged in some kind of weird relationship where y'all throw all your little dog children in there, and sometimes they fight.
Right, well, Joel thinks the school should be held responsible.
Yes,
that's what I'm saying.
This is a different situation. It's one thing if the son got in a fight with another child, and then boom, a fight you let go. But he shot up the school, man.
If the dog shot up the doggy daycare.
He didn't shoot up the school. He just shot a few kids.
But his attempt was to shoot up the school.
No.
But the school can protect against that. And the school will be legally, civilly responsible. But spiritually, it's the family. So my parents were wrong for sending me to a public school. But if somebody brought a gun into that school and shot me, that's the school's fault.
What?
Because they don't have a safe place.
They don't have a safe place. No, they have the weapon is the child. It ain't the gun.
Yes,
but go ahead. But I get your point.
I'm
you get my point. We're on the same side somehow. We're all friends.
Yeah, we're all
talking to one another. That's what I like.
Friends,
about
but with animus,
right?
Underneath it.
As I was saying, my animus is not vengeful.
Your animus is a mess. Give Hassan his shirt back. Cotton, are you black or white?
I'm white.
You sound black.
Really?
A little bit.
Wow.
Right there?
I couldn't tell.
Oh.
It could be black. Could be black. Washington State or Washington, D.C.? Not to dox.
State.
Nice.
Amazing. Oh, that's why you had that southern light tone. Or maybe California. Stone.
Something.
Yeah, Cotton, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Seth out of Virginia. Seth, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool.
Turn down your phone.
I'm here to...
Turn down the show.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Seth.
Okay. Yeah, I want to agree with Don Lemon.
Yeah!
Is that all right?
About it.
Oh, God.
I just want to agree with Don Lemon because my dad whooped my butt when I would be all crazy like that kid and made me definitely straighten up real quick.
Yep.
Thank you.
That's right.
There would be no shooting. You didn't shoot nobody because you got whooped.
Definitely. My dad shot me with his fucking, excuse me.
You didn't get whooped enough.
I know.
Oh, my God. Don't spray your brother with the hose while you're washing the car.
But if the government had found out that your dad whooped you, they would have taken you from the home.
Oh, yeah.
See, well, why, that's
yeah,
why
the
we
government
don't,
better start whooping, right?
That's why we don't want the government involved. Because their whole mission is to destroy the family in order to control the people.
Yeah, the government should start whooping. Like my daddy.
Seth, thank you, buddy. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Thank you all, experts. I appreciate it. Amazing. Hake is coming in with hate news. When I come back, more of your phone calls and super chats. There's a line open.
Amazing.
Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. There's severe weather. The mainstream media, they want a presidential debate because they want ratings and money. And there's Gaza drama going on. And a little update on Boeing, I guess. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, April 10th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour three. Manhood Hour is coming right up, guys and gals. There is one line open you can call in right now during Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch the HakeReport.com live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 Pacific time, 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 Eastern. And then right after that, Joelle Friday TV. Joelle Friday TV live Monday through Thursday, 11 to 12 Pacific time. That's cool. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby, 12 to 2 Pacific time, Monday through Thursday. And then on Fridays, after the Fallen State at 4 p.m. Pacific time, he does Nick Stream. So you can go to jesseleepeterson.com/show and scroll down to the network to find all of that information for yourself. Severe weather, commie nonsense network. CNN reports a potent storm unloading torrential rains and fierce winds, or was at least, on parts of southeast United States. The over 30 million people across the region under severe storm threat today. Flood watches in effect for more than 13 million people in Texas to Georgia, from Texas to Georgia, amid heavy downpours, per the Storm Prediction Center. Baseball-size hail. Earlier, I told you, earlier this week, I think I talked to you about softball-size hail, or maybe last week. Baseball-size hail has been reported in Tejas, Texas, and at least one tornado overnight ripped through Raymond, Mississippi, about 20 miles west of Jackson, Mississippi. I think that's the state capital. Along the with the severe storm threat, meteorologists anticipate potential flash floods in parts of eastern Texas, northern Louisiana, and western Mississippi, where isolated rainfalls totals could exceed 6 inches. And ratings grubbers, they want a debate. Five major U.S. television networks have banded together to draft a letter urging crooked Joe Biden and our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, to commit to participating in televised debates ahead of 2024 election, according to CNN. According to a draft of the letter, NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, and CBS urged the presumptive nominees to publicly commit to participating in general election debates to share their visions for the future of our nation. Like they care. Give me a break. Crooked Joe is not publicly committed to debating Trump. He has not ruled it out. Quote, it depends on his behavior, as a Crooked Joe said in March. Trump has said he will debate anytime, anywhere, any place. However, the presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee, our greatest president, has a proven track record of flagrantly violating debate rules, hurling insults at his opponents, and making false claims. Pardon me. That's what the CNN very fake news says. And Gaza drama. Now I need some water. President Biden offered one of his sharpest rebukes of Israel's handling of the war in Gaza, describing Israeli Prime Minister-based Bibi Netanyahu. Pardon me, I need some water. His, pardon me, approach to the fighting. He called it a mistake and called for a halt to the fighting. I think What he's doing is a mistake. Now I can't even use the Biden voice. I don't agree with his approach, said Crooked Joe Biden. He told Univision that, the Spanish-speaking, one of those Spanish-speaking ones, in an interview. The president's comments add to mounting U.S. criticism of Israel, their war in Gaza. Netanyahu on Tuesday emphasized no force in the world would stop Israeli troops from entering Rafah. About 1.5 million Gazans are sheltering there. Netanyahu said a date was set for Israel's planned offensive, but the Biden administration has dismissed it as bluster, fueled by Netanyahu's tenuous political standing at home, per officials to Commie Nonsense Network. And what else is going on? There's Boeing mess. I'll have to tell you about that in the Haik Report, or maybe you'll hear it on American Anchor, baby. I'm James Haik. Now back to JLP, Manhood Hour 3.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Believe it or not, there is one line open at 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Thank you. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, my biblical question for this week. The biblical question, why do you call yourself a sinner? Why do you call yourself a sinner? Isn't that an amazing question? Why do you call yourself a sinner? If you're busy out and about, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. And make sure you podcast them if you know, you can podcast all the shows, and you definitely want to podcast today's show. All the shows, but especially the first 2 hours this morning. Very interesting. You can be listening live on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are, what you're doing. You're praying on it or whatever, right? By calling the listen line at 641-793-1500, 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or JLP, Bond Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. It's the third hour of the show on Wednesday, and every third hour of the show on Wednesday is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Here's an actual customer out here. What's the best kind of firework to buy?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
Where are your parents? kid's sketchy. Back to you guys.
Judge has sentenced both parents of the 2021 Oxford High School shooter to 10 to 15 years in prison.
Where are your parents?
And the judge explaining that this is not about bad parenting.
Where are your parents?
You're going with your mama tonight, so quit crying.
First glance, it's just two kids riding their bikes down April Valley Court Saturday afternoon.
Mom's the only one making me so mad.
But fast forward just 10 minutes, the kids come back, this time with gloves on and with a weapon. We're stopping the video here because the 12-year-old boy stabs the woman.
You got to look out for feral children this time.
What a mess. What is this old world coming to? Things just ain't the same. What the? This is my first time seeing that. The anchor baby put it together. It's amazing. Before I go to the call, I've said that, yeah, that's incredible, Nick. Incredible.
Amazing.
I have said over and over again that all human beings, it doesn't matter if you're black or white or Chinese or Mexican or Guatemala or Nicaragua, or Europe, or European, or whatever, African, all human beings hate their mothers. And I know they, and you don't want to hear the word hate, so I'll use the word anger, which is the same spirit, the same thing. They're angry at their mothers, all. And that's why all who are born of the woman must be born of the father. You must drop the anger if you want to be free. And it's unfortunately, if I may borrow that word, I don't know if it's really unfortunate or not, but I use the word for conversation purposes, that most don't know that they resent their mothers. And because the gates of hell come through the mother, evil come through the woman, right? And as a result of that, you have all hell on earth because you've been told you hate your father when it's really the mother. And you're not dealing with it because you think it's the father. And there are people who are angry at their father, hate their father, but they hate their father with their mother hatred, and they call it their own. If you want perfect peace right here on earth, you don't have to wait until you die. You don't have to wait until you drop your body. You can literally have perfect peace right here, right now, just like that. But you must forgive. You got to forgive your mothers and your fathers. They could not help themselves. Your mother couldn't help but pass on her evil hatred nature to you. Her heart is wicked because she had not overcome. Her mother did it to her. And the fathers are incapable of protecting you from the mother because they have not forgiven their mothers. And every woman they get involved with is mama. You must be born again, spiritually born again. You would never know God. You'll know about him. You'll read about him and hear about him and talk about him, but you won't know him. Knowing about God is not knowing God. Talking about God is not knowing God. Believe me, it's not, period. But you must be born again. And there's so much violence upon this earth because men and women have either don't know or refuse to forgive their mother and return to their fathers. It's not a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle. Hassan, I want to go down to hour three there and play in a minute, play Fox clip 10-3A. It's unfortunate that your little psychiatrists and psychologists and therapists with their little degrees, they have no clue as to what they're talking about. And the preachers, a whole bunch of the preachers don't know, men and women. Well, women are not real preachers, but pretense women preachers, they don't know about forgiveness because they have not forgiven. They still, their hearts are still wicked, even though God said never trust an angry person. An angry person is evil and cannot be trusted. They have not forgiven, so they don't know. And as a result, hell is upon this earth. And now you're putting women in so-called position of power. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is happening? And how will it ever get better if you put the devil in charge of the hen house. And man, you gotta forgive your mothers, women too, because you're being recreated just like your mother in her image. That's why you do the same thing to your children and to yourself and to your husband that your mother's done to you. You can't help yourself. You must forgive too. Your mother recreated you in her image as well. Man, you must forgive so that you can point the way out. You can't change the woman, but at least you can call out the hell in her. And it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. It would get better for those who overcome by forgiving. But those who don't, it's only going to get worse. Yahoo was reporting that a Florida official says a University of Florida pre-med student stabbed his mother in excess of 70 times. Stabbed his mother 70 times when she answered her front door. And his motive caught detectives off guard. They were caught off guard with his motives, about his motives for stabbing his mother allegedly 70 times. Watch this from Fox.
It is one of the most bizarre murders that we've dealt with in a very long time.
This 21-year-old Emmanuel Espinoza, known as Manny. He's the youngest of three kids.
He was described as being a genius, of being remarkably brilliant.
The University of Florida confirmed Espinoza is a student at UF. The sheriff says he was studying pre-med and that in high school he was the valedictorian. The Polk County School District told Fox 35 in a statement, Ms. Espinoza was an amazing person whose passion and heart served as an inspiration. The sheriff says the only explanation Espinoza gave for murdering his mother is that she annoyed him. And he said he'd wanted to do it for a long time.
No history of alcohol abuse, drug abuse, no history of mental health abuse or needs, no history of Baker Acts, no arrest history, no problems at all.
Amazing, huh? The intellect studying the bull is not going to change the heart. Every human being has that same anger for his or her mother. Even the young man that we were talking about earlier, Ethan Cromley, the guy that was accused of shooting up a school in Oxford, was shooting up some kids in Oxford High School there. It's the same problem. It's a spiritual problem. And anyone that has anger is capable of doing the same thing, or even worse. Because anyone that has anger is of their father, the devil. Even though you may go to church, read the Bible, you're still of your father, the devil. You must be born again. And you're not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven until you forgive. Before you enter into the kingdom, you must go and forgive. Because anyone that has anger, you're of your daddy, the devil. And that nature does not identify with the nature of God, which is good at all. It has no relationship. Zero. That's why when you, and I hear it all the time, when you start to overcome evil, your family member turn on you, your friends turn on you, everybody, not everybody, but they, because they hate the little glimpse of good they see in you, and it's not them, but it's that spirit of evil in them. They go after you, and they try to destroy you because their hearts are evil. It's of the devil. It's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. And you're a fool if you think it's physical. You're blind. It's not physical at all. Look what human beings do to one another. They're evil. Human beings, you can't find any good in human beings at all. There's no good in human beings. And I hear some of the so-called experts, oh, that's why the good. I think I saw a poster the other day, I could be wrong, with Dolly Parton saying that let's find the good in people, something like that. I'm like, Dolly, ain't no good in people, including you, Dolly. There is no good in human beings. I saw it on the billboard. Dolly saying, let's find the good in the human being, something like that. You can look until the hell freeze over. You ain't going to find no good in no one. Human nature is evil because it's of the devil and all his little demons. So here's what I recommend. Do what you want. Live in your hell, but I'm trying to tell you the way out of it. Go and forgive your mothers. Go and forgive your fathers for not protecting you from your mother. He couldn't help it. He didn't know how to deal with her because he made a baby with his mama. His girlfriend, wife, the same spirit, right? But you can be free. I'm telling you, you can be free or you can stay in your hell. I'm being told that those billboards that I see with Dolly Parton saying, look for the night and the good in the folks. It ain't there, Dolly. The Foundation for a Better Life billboards. They also feature Oprah, Nelson Mandela, and others. Oh, Lord. They got all Satan's children on the billboards. Talk about find good in others. It ain't there. Amazing. Let me go to Danielle, a first-time caller out of Washington State. Danielle, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Danielle.
I just found your show about 48 hours ago.
Amazing.
And I'm one of those people that have to forgive my mother. I agree with everything you say because it's been very real to me in the last 4 years. My whole life. She's a very angry woman, very rageful when I was young, and I became the one who appeased her and tried to please her, and it's made me I suppressed a lot of that anger. It's made me a very pleasing and person. I was always kind of upbeat and optimistic. I knew it's never been easy. She's a real tyrant. She knows how to put me down and dominate and control me and all that stuff. And then I'm conservative, and over the last 4 years, I definitely noticed that the evil all seems to be the same and the tactics are all the same, whether you're talking about what's happening in this country or between my mom and I. And it became especially clear when I got involved with a man who was just like her.
Yeah.
And I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And then I did know. And then I found God about that same time. He came to me, and I'm trying to come home. And I got out of that. I feel like that was almost way worse, and especially the realization.
Yeah.
And also the anger that I have for him, for the world, and I've been trying, and I've been so happy that, or so enlightened about my spiritual journey, but I know the anger's getting in the way, and I guess my mom's a tyrant. I can't interact with her without it being like the most awful experience ever. And she knows how to put me down. She feels like she hates me. I know exactly everything you just said leading up to this is so relevant. I agree with you. The guy I was with had serious mommy issues and serious rage, and I think you know the kind of people I'm talking about.
Absolutely. I hear it all the time. Women tell me, I married my mama. I feel like I married my mama because the guy has the same spirit.
Fortunately, I wasn't married. I haven't had kids. Probably some part of me knows I couldn't do it, and I, 52 years old, it took me to get here. It's my spiritual journey, and it was truly a spiritual battle in that relationship. It truly was. It felt like it the whole time. I felt the darkness, and I feel it around us. I think it's all the same tactics. It's domination, manipulation, crushing you,
yeah,
crushing you until you're gone.
Yes.
And that's not going to go away in my mom. And she lives really close to me. And I've noticed since I got out of that relationship and since I agree with you completely politically. I really do. So it's hard because you also see this happening in the world. It's happening between everybody.
Yes.
And it's truly spiritual. And I want to honor my mom, too. I don't think I have to be super close to her, but I have. I've been the one she's been able to manipulate the most, because I'm like the most sort of gentle and, you know, upbeat and optimistic and such, which, you know, the truth is I'm not. I got all this anger inside. That's
yep.
the truth.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of the conversation. Do I have to say it to her face? because one, she lives below me. And do I need to be ready to walk away? Because she's not going to. Okay, so I want you to know I really listen. I'm really trying to learn. And I like your ideas and your concepts on your Sunday sermon to those kids about thoughts. And I think that's a great strategy. And how the devil works, I have lived it. I see it, you know. But you, they're very good at this. And you have to. I had to turn away from him. I had no contact. It was hard. I thought I was in love with him. He's very good at manipulating my guilt, my emotions, all this stuff. But once I realized what it was and I was working with the Lord, I knew this is evil. This is evil. I've got it in me, too. I'm not saying I don't. And it brings it out. But the only answer to me, I heard you talking to a gal who went to an all-black school and you told her you got to turn away. Am I supposed to? One, after I have this conversation, or if I say these words to her, and I really want to mean it, but what's the relationship going to be like? Because there's no interaction with her that doesn't bring me to this place. There's none. She's not going to say, I don't care that she doesn't have remorse. I know she doesn't. She'll never admit it. She'll say, it's me. I'm the angry one. I'm the one that did all these things. And when she rages, it's like, and he did it too, scares the living shit out of me. I break down. It's scary to see people like this. And I've seen it my whole life. So I guess what I'm looking for from you is, do I have to say it to her? Can I just do it? And then am I supposed to keep interacting with her when I can't? You told that gal you can't be yourself. I'm not allowed to be myself. The rage comes when I try. Whenever you show any individuality or pushback, that's when it doubles down.
Did you say she lived right below you? Danielle? Danielle?
Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Did you say she
lived? Okay, yeah. She lived close. She lives below me. And I. It's not like I have been super close, but if you let her get too close, it starts happening again, you know?
Right, yeah. So here's what I recommend. She won't get violent, right? She won't attack you physically, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Here's what I highly recommend, but do what you want. You got to face her. And you got to face her with trembling and fear. And tears, whatever happened, you got to face her, right? And you got to say to her, once you see clearly that, yes, you have this anger and I'm wrong for resenting her, she couldn't help herself, just like you can't help but feel and think the way you think and feel, right? You can't help it, right?
Right.
Well, she can't either. Her mother did it to her, and right. She can't help it. But you got to face her and tremble and be afraid and everything. But I say, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. And if whatever she says or however she acts, that's clearly on her, has nothing to do with you. And you look at her in fear and trembling as she's acting out. Or she said, well, I got to forgive you too. Whatever she says, right? She's not ready to overcome a hell, but it has nothing to do with you. And I promise you, if you face her in fear and trembling and don't save yourself from the fear and trembling, God will save you from that. That's what he means. Come to me as you are in fear and trembling, and I will save you from that. God will save you from it because it's not you. It's Satan in your mind and all his little demons in your emotion. And so you need to tremble so God can save you from it. Once you face your mother, fear will disappear and you'll be free.
And then do I face her again? I mean, do I try to, based on what you've heard, get some distance from her and move on a little bit?
Give her the finger and move on with your life.
Okay.
and what it means to honor your parents is it simply means don't be angry at them. It doesn't mean you got to take care of them, you are obligated to them, or any of that. It just means don't resent them because they could not help themselves. And God will forgive you, Danielle, and take the spirit of anger away from you, your heart, and you will be of love and not of hate.
Well, that's the big thing I'm going for. But, I don't want it anymore.
Right. And so, again, if she's trying to go off on you, intimidate you, or whatever, you just watch her and just know that's her. Those are demons in her. It has nothing to do with you. You're just going there to say, hey, I realize you can't help yourself, and I'm sorry for being angry at you, for judging you. I didn't know at the time, but I know now. And then go live your life and don't feel obligated to her at all.
Okay.
And where is your father?
My father, they divorced when I was 5, and he started a new family and kind of went away. I've forgiven him. He told me about you. And I forgave him because, you know, I guess you always idealize and this kind of thing, but also because I understood how bad she is and that no human should have to live with that or could.
That's right. That's pure hell.
It is, and it's damaging. So, and to evidence of that is she remarried a wonderful man who I was lucky enough to have as at least a father figure. He's a kind man, but he's very passive to her rage. He couldn't really protect us from it, but he took the brunt of it. He did that for us. He brought us God when I was young, which is why I think it came back. And he died a shell of a man. She destroyed him with it. We watched it happen. We couldn't help him. And so I feel like that maybe helped a little. And I kept in touch with my father. I don't know that I ever really truly resented him. I know my siblings do still. They still resent my mom, but they were smart enough or cunning enough or not quite as softy like me. And they figured out how to get distance from her, kind of gray rocker, and they hardly deal with her. And she treats them like gold, you know. But with my father, I definitely forgave him. And I told him that. And I wanted him to heal.
Well, sometimes the pressure is so hard, the evil spirit from the mother is so hard on the children. Some of them rebel and run away from them. Some of them cannot help it, so they submit to it. They give in to it because as kids, you can't help handle that kind of hell. And those are the ones that stay around her, and she really destroyed them. And then she's being nice to the ones who ran away because she's trying to draw them back in to destroy them.
That's right. And I watched it, like I said, very intimately in an intimate partner, which gave me a whole new view of this and how damaging and also hopeless, which I'm one of these that, you know, held on to hope. I'm one of those cheesy people. But once I learned about God, I realized, no, it's good is not in people. It doesn't mean I hate people now, but it was a hard lesson for me because I am that sunny side person, which is probably why she needed to destroy it every time she saw it.
Yes. Absolutely. So just forgive her, face her. You got to face her so you can get your courage back. You're facing the devil. And then I want you to start doing the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. So God can shine the light on the thoughts, on the imagination, and destroy the devil for you. He will take the devil's spirit out of your mind and the devil's emotions away from you, and you will be a free human being right here on earth. It will be amazing. But you got to start doing the prayer and working on yourself, all right?
All right.
And you say your father told you about the show?
He did. We talk now a lot about God because we both kind of had a conversion in the last few years, and that's been amazing. But
right on.
This has gotten in the way. Yeah.
Well, then shaking your boots. God, what people don't know is that God is trying to save us from the hell that's in us, but most people won't welcome the truth to come in and save them. They don't know that God is trying to save them from the thoughts and the feelings, the so-called good ones and the bad ones, and the fear and the worry and the anxiety. God wants you to feel that pain, those pains, so he can save you from the pain. But most people won't they don't know for the most part, and they won't let that happen because they think they are the pain. They think the pain is them, and they're holding on to false identities. It's not them.
Yeah, it's pretty enlightening stuff. Made a lot of sense. And with all the things I've been realizing, it was the first time I said, you know, that's, and it was funny that I heard you when I did, because I said, you know, that's exactly it. I got to forgive my mom and get this anger.
Yeah, every human being has the same problem. They are angry, which is hatred. They hate their mothers, but we'll call it anger because most people can't have the hate, but that's what it is. And once you return to the Father, you'll be fine. Danielle, let me know how it goes.
My ex-boyfriend. he was one of those. All right, thank you so much, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-77, Jesse. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. I'll be back in a moment to your phone calls and super chats. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. Not the fake report, but the Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, the guy with the good hair, and he's on fire. At 9 a.m. right after my show at the top of this hour. And then Joel Friday TV, he black. Joel Friday, better known for Arkansas. And the American Anchor, baby. Energy given to him by God, a genius. At 12 noon Pacific time. And you don't want to miss none of those shows, all three. Check them out. And we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Brand new episode of the Fallen State. I had a very fun and interesting conversation with Shar Curry from the Says What She Wants social media channel. Says What She Wants social media channel. She is a prophet, counselor, author, and call herself the number one female advocate for men. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I've created this safe space where men feel very comfortable talking about things that matter to them.
But God said that every time the man listens to the woman, he suffers.
I wouldn't agree with that.
You believe in the order of God? You disagree with God on that one, too?
I guess I'll have to disagree. So are you saying that all women are evil, Jesse?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Why would you say that?
So there's four things you don't agree with God. Was God wrong about that?
I know. We're racking them up.
Have you ever twerked?
Never. no. I'm not a twerker.
It was fun. The Fallen State this Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek will rise at 12 noon. And donate. Support the Fallen State at thefallenstate.tv/donate or on locals.com in the description there, all right? Amazing. Let me go. There's one line open, 888-77-Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Erica is a first-time call out of Colorado. Erica, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Oh, I just want to tell you I love you first, and I don't love any other human. No, I'm kidding. Anymore. And Danielle, you know, it's so funny. She was the caller before me, and I'll be brief because she said it all. I'm a very similar situation, but I also look like my father.
Oh, my God.
So,
that's even worse
yes,
for you.
Yes, my love. I know.
So mothers hate children that look like their fathers.
Yes. And I realize it now. And guess what else? I went into the same profession as my father.
Oh, my God.
And I'm a special ed teacher. And she would say, pardon my French, you're just like your effing father, a retarded special ed teacher.
Wow.
And she hit me. She abused me. She groomed me. She did a lot of things that I had a Skype with you. I'm going to hook up with you again. But the counseling is amazing. Amazing.
We have amazing counseling service, folks.
I'm telling everybody. And Danielle, the one thing I want to get to my nightmare question and answer the biblical question super fast because I want other people to be able to get into you. So Danielle, when you go to your mom, you are going to be trembling, shaking in your boots, especially because it's just down the stairs. Don't fall down the stairs. And when you get there, my mother, the first thing she said was, did you forgive your father? And like, it was like a demon looking at me. And you keep it like you said. And if she listens to all your forgive your mama stuff, just before she goes, but rip the Band-Aid off and do it, Danielle. You got this. I have a very similar situation and people pleasing and guilty conscience. And without Jesse, my life wouldn't be where it is. And I don't cry anymore like my mother. I don't overreact. And I had her spirit in me. Her spirit will leave you, girl, immediately as you walk away from that door. And do it fast. And don't let them say what they want to say, but be done. Rip
that
Band-Aid.
Don't argue. Don't argue with them at all.
No. Yeah. Yep, and I just kept saying, because I am I'm a winded person like Danielle, and that's changed even. Like, right now I'm talking too much, so I'll be quiet. But I'll answer the biblical question.
What
but
do you call yourself? Why do you call yourself a sinner?
Okay, so I used to be one of those people that would be like, we're all sinners. And now, because of you, I love that I don't have to say that anymore. However, it's my thoughts, my values, and morals.
Your thoughts and your values in the world is the reason you call yourself a sinner?
Yep.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you putting your two cents in on that, and I'll respond to it
on
Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Every service has been great.
Thank you.
So the last thing before I go, the reason I called, I've been having nonstop nightmares. But a lot of them are my mother, and they're like movies, you know. And I know I silent pray before bed, during the day, when I wake. But the thing is, this one was really insane. Bottom line is, I ended up basically attacking her physically and like biting her fingers and stuff at the end of it. And then I ended up in like a store with her afterwards. But what her reaction
this happened in your sleep, or this really happened?
Yes. Yes. No. I'm not violent at all.
Oh, this happened.
I'm not violent at all. Correct.
Okay.
Last night. So that's yes. And I'll call you, but I have so much more to talk about counseling wise. So I'll call you for that. But I just am curious with the nightmares I'm having with her being in them like at least twice a week. And for other people that are doing the silent prayer and committing to, you know, what we need to do to heal and have forgiven both our parents. You know is that the devil?
Once the anger is gone, the nightmares will end.
So deep down, it is still I still have anger.
But
even though I've forgiven.
But the anger is not you. Don't you call the anger you. It's not you at all.
Okay.
Now that your heart has changed and you can see the anger, you have to stop identifying with it. Don't call it you. It's enough to just see it. Don't communicate with it. Don't call it good or bad. All you need to do is let go and see it, and it'll be taken care of.
So if I'm having a lot of violent nightmares, what do you think deep down? I mean, I feel like I'm doing so much better, but, like, should I know I'm silent praying. Should I just try to do more silent prayer?
All you need to do is practice being conscious, being present, being aware.
Yeah. Okay.
When you're out and about, be aware of your be aware of your body, be aware. And it's the awareness, it's the consciousness, which is the light, the mind of God, that will destroy the darkness of the imagination. All those little demons, layers and layers of demons, patient, they will be taken away from you.
Well, thank you so much. I love you. And your Uncle Jesse to me, but your Grandpa Jesse to my son, and he's doing the silent prayer, or all my sons. And if you, one quick last question. I was going to the gun range with my sons yesterday, and they were being betas, and I always go, betas, and they're like, Mom, because they know all about you, and one of them introduced me to you and saved my life. So that being said, they've forgiven me, but I always do go back to them and say, I think you have something more that you need to, I want to apologize now, but please let me know what it might be that's in you that's hurting you from me. But their father went to prison and is non-existent since they were young, and they're 21 and 19. If they never get to talk to their father, you know, is that probably why, or is it still stuff they have to deal with me?
Well,
and then I'll shut up. Sorry.
Once you forgive, once you apologize for what you've done and they forgive you, you should back off and let them just kind of work it out themselves. Don't impose your ideas on them at all.
No, totally. Okay. Thank you so much. Love you. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you. Amazing.
Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Aaron out of Utah. There's one line open, folks. 888-775-3773. Aaron out of Utah. Aaron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you. No, I try to be like my father, and I can't be. My mother is kind of out of the picture, and every time I mess up, because I have a problem with alcohol, my dad will pick me up. He picks everyone up. He's like the best person on the planet. And, you know, I didn't realize it's a biblical story.
How old are you?
I'm 30 now.
Oh, okay.
Just turned 30.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and he is astonishing. Astonishing in every way. He makes sure I'm taken care of. He makes sure that, you know, even the person I left, he takes care of that person.
When you say your father take care of you, what do you mean he take care of you? How?
He takes care of me in a roof over my head. He, even when I'm going through withdrawals, he goes, all right, we're going to go clean out the gutter.
Have you been drinking today?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And, you know, I look up to my father to an extent where I don't know if I'm ever going to reach it. And I talked to my dad about that. He's like, yeah, well, I'm never going to be as good as my dad.
When you say you try to be like your father, what are you doing to be like him?
I'm trying to climb a corporate ladder. I'm trying to make money. I'm trying to make a house. I'm trying to get places.
Do you have a job?
And not currently, no.
And why not?
Because I'm looking for, I'm shooting too high, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and why are you shooting so high rather than starting at the bottom?
Yeah, he said the same thing.
Why aren't you doing it that way? Why don't you start at the bottom?
I need to.
Why aren't you doing it starting at the bottom?
Well, if you're beating a dead horse, that's what he said too. But
you say what now?
No, you're beating a dead horse.
What do you mean by that?
My dad already told me that. He's like, $0 an hour versus $7 an hour. It's like, might as well make some sort of money.
That's right. And so tell me, why don't you go and make some kind of money, sort of money? You're right. $7 an hour better than nothing.
That's not the problem. The problem is, Jesse, no matter how much I make, I feel like I can never be my father, and I want to be like my father.
But that's a big mistake. You should never, ever, 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 never want to be like anyone. You should be you. You can't be like somebody else because you're trying to live their life and you're not living your own life. It's a big mistake to try to be like anyone. Why don't you just be you?
So I can't look up to anyone?
No.
I look up to my father.
No, don't look up to anyone.
I really do.
You're supposed to only look up to God.
No,
no one else. And you can appreciate your father. You don't resent him. You love him by not being angry at him, resent him. But you can't be like him. You only be you and nobody else.
Okay. So with that in consideration,
you shouldn't let your father be saving you so much from your situation. Your father should let you starve if you don't, unless you got some type of other physical issue going on or something going on that I don't know about.
Alcoholism.
Right, but even as an alcoholic, and you're not an alcoholic, but that's a different story, your father should let you suffer as an alcoholic until you're ready to pull yourself out. As long as he's pulling you out.
That's what he's doing. Wakes me up and makes sure we gotta mow the yard. I'm like, But
he shouldn't even be doing that.
So we pay no credit to anyone?
Your father should not be waking you up. He should not provide a roof for you just because you're an alcoholic. He should let you live on the streets until you wake up and take care of yourself.
All right.
That's why you won't go out and get a job. Because
and then when someone does that, you pay no credit towards that person. I guess my question is...
If your father loved you, he would let you live on the streets.
Say that again.
If your father...
One more,
for the record. If your father loved you, he would not take care of you. He'll let you suffer.
And that's what he's doing.
But he has a roof over your head, right?
Yes.
He wakes you up to go out to help cut the line and do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
He should not
No.
He should not have a roof over your head.
So you're saying he should just throw me out on the street.
Right.
And then from there, I guess I could do it technically.
Have you been drinking today?
No.
Last night?
No.
This morning?
No.
If the reason you won't go and get a job, you don't have to. Your father has a roof over your head. He's feeding you and all that. And that's why you won't go out and get a job. But if he threw you out on the streets, you're more likely to go out and get a job.
I guess technically I'd have to.
Yeah.
If he just, yeah. I guess if he threw me out, I'd be like,
right.
Got to get a job now.
But let me do this. I want you to call me again. I'm looking at the clock. I got to run. But don't let your father spoil you. Get up and take care of yourself,
no,
all right?
No, I think that's the... He's doing what you do for people.
Right, but he shouldn't take care of you, though. You got to get out and do it on your own. But call me again, Aaron. I got to run, but I appreciate your super chat.
Super chats.
Sion Lee bought a coffee. Speedy, Yeezy, Hank Lee Peterson. Where is your old producer, Daniel? Is he okay? He's doing fine.
He's doing fine.
Sion bought
Daniel is the producer of the FallEstate.tv. And he doesn't even come into the office till 9. What the?
Butter coffee. Joel and Sean, the poet, had a point, too.
Amazing. Thank you.
A woman.
What would your point?
She doesn't elaborate.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Sion.
White Lion bought a coffee. Hake is on fire. Fire emoji. Massive respect to you, brother. Thanks, emoji. Thanks, hands.
Thank
emoji.
You.
Canadian David. Paying subscriber on Rumble, clip this and upload it as Animus versus the experts.
Animus! You're also Animus.
Animated.
Whatever.
Yeah. Stan 69 with a couple of diamonds. Bible says bad kids should be stoned. And I won't finish this sentence, but he says to Deuteronomy 21:18-21.
The Bible said bad kids should be stoned. Deuteronomy?
Yep.
Deuteronomy is not happening anymore. It's the New Testament now. It's only Deuteronomy for those who refuse to forgive and return to the Father. Look at the earth right now and the people on the earth who have not overcome their anger. They're catching hell. They're living the Old Testament. But those who have forgiven or are working on forgiving, they're starting to live the New Testament and overcoming the Old Testament right here on earth. Thank you.
A couple of donations, super chats over on Odyssey.
You are the C, O-D-Y-S-E-E.
Jesse Lee Peterson on Odyssey.
Thank you.
Joel is way off, says Ledge Klinger. The system wants parents to be accountable for the kids without being responsible for them. Treating the symptom, not the cause. Dangerous slope.
Yeah.
To clarify, the system wants to be responsible for raising your kids, not you. They want you to be accountable for their actions, though.
Right. The government does everything it can to stop you from raising your children the right way. They're not for that. And so this case is just more proof of that. They're trying to destroy the family. They're destroying white people and taking away the Second Amendment. The government doesn't want you raising your children in the right way. What the?
Don. Amazing. Donnie Girl's idea, Rumble Rant. Joel, God does not punish us for the sins of the parent. And if this child becomes born again, are the parents saved also? Food for thought.
Amazing. Thank you.
Puke Bucket says, Joel need to go have some kids. Then you're going to find out.
Little Joel. Little Arkansas running around. Thank you.
BM 007. Joel, trained dogs don't bite. Ask a mail carrier about that. What the? Laughing face sideways. His tears coming out. With his Rumble rant. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
Ethan donated on Cash App with the red heart emoji. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tab bought a coffee, but didn't our Heavenly Father tell us to seek and we should find him? Because you said you find God by not.
Yeah. If you want to find God, stop seeking. And you have him.
White Lion bought a coffee.
Don't pick that up intellectually and start saying that. You won't know God. That passed through one ear into one ear and out the other. Thank you.
Thank you, Tab. White Lion with yet another coffee. I respect Joel's beta yet business savvy reaction. Here's another coffee, dance boy. Have a great day, everyone. Smiling emoji.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thanks for all the coffees, White Lion. Someone bought a coffee. Not trying to convince anyone of anything, but Joel, can't you see that now if any kid does something wrong, a narrative can be created that shows the parents caused it? every parent is guilty of what these parents are going to jail for.
Yeah. I'm telling you, if this thing is held up, if it's allowed to be, everything that happened now, they're going to go after the parents and the Second Amendment. Watch and see. You're going to use this. And it's just more takeover by the government. Then you're going to regret this. You really, really are. It's more than meets the eye.
Yeah, it's communism.
It really is. It's a horrible, should not be happening thing. Amazing. Thank you.
Coffee from Sion Lee. Sandman got cute face. Aw. But can he protect? No, child, no.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Samantha bought a coffee. I agree with Joelle, but parents cannot see the bad behavior of their child when the parents are in a fallen state, the state most parents are in.
Yeah.
People are in.
Yeah.
At this point, just call me Mike. After reconsideration, I'll put my money on Haig. Joelle, don't fight. I remember him saying he let a woman punch him in the face. What a beta.
Boom!
Valerie bought a coffee. Thank you. Sean, you rock, says Valerie.
Amazing.
S-E-A-N, Sean.
Thank you.
Riley J.M., human beings are no good. That's for sure, JLP.
Yeah. All human beings are evil. I don't care who it is. Your family member, your husband, wife, children, friend, everybody. Human beings, the human nature is evil. There's nothing good in it. So tell Dolly Parton to go sit down.
Five coffees from Ellickson. This show needs 3 more hours to make it 6 hours because 3 hours makes it feel like it feels like it came and went. Didn't know when.
I know, it goes by just like that. Like nutty going north. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors, WD41, Stan69, Aries1, and the rest of the DLive crew. Thank you guys for the support, as always.
Thank you.
And thank you guys. That's all for now.
Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. I hear the music.
Yep. We got to end.
We got to end. I want to so badly get to some calls, but I have to tomorrow. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, thank you for your support. Thank you for the super chats and all those things. Get on that straight and narrow, folks. You won't regret it if you stay there. You got to stay on it, and you got to work. There's work to do. Watch you. Watch yourself, all right? Go through it. Do the silent prayer. Forgive your mother. Black people, all people, go and forgive your mothers. Especially with the blacks, but not only. Your mother has screwed you up and your grandmothers. Forgive your father. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Podcast the show today was amazing about that case where the parents went to jail. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. The Hake Report coming up now. And after the Hake, Joelle Friday TV. After Joelle Friday TV, the American Anchor Baby. Have a good one, folks. Take care. You must know that so you can't know. Something went wrong, but face the truth about yourself and just see first God's kingdom cause. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Other than sex, I wonder why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man, even though she hates that role. When she's with a man that's weak, she hates him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal.